It's time for Moberly Spartan Football. From the opening kickoff to the final whistle, we've got the exciting play-by-play on AM 1230 Quicks and online at centralmoinfo.com.
Touchdown, Spartans!
We begin with our pregame coverage, including interviews with the coaches. Let's send it to the booth for Moberly Spartan Football on Quicks.
Welcome to Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium here on Information Radio Quicks and online at centralmoinfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you. Next to me, Austin Ward, as we get set for the Moberly Kirksville football game for week 8. Welcome, everyone. We want to thank a couple of our sponsors first and foremost for helping make this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Wise Agency, your local independent insurance agent. Tim Jeffrey, CPA. AK's Guns and Ammo. C&R Transmission and Auto Repair. And Moberly Motors. All of Moberly. Again, a big rivalry game between Moberly and Kirksville. The Spartans come into this game with a record of 5-2. They're 2-1 in the NCMC, coming off a loss to Hannibal last week. They had to travel to Hannibal, then they lost 41-21. On the other side, for the Kirksville Tigers, they come in at 3-4 on the year, 1-3 in the NCMC, coming off their first win in about 4 weeks. Austin, they beat Mexico at Mexico, no easy task, 37-7. So Kirksville record, not above 500, not at 500 even, but they're coming off a pretty big win. And as someone who went to Moberly, part of Moberly Athletics, you know the rivalry as well as anyone between Moberly and Kirksville. What's at stake tonight?
It's big, and it's one of those games that all stakes are aside. It wouldn't matter if these two teams came into this game with two 0-7 records. Both of these teams are going to go out, and they're really just going to do whatever it takes to win. And that's the main thing with this game is, yes, there are certainly stakes still involved for both teams, more so for Moberly, but it's just one of those games that stakes don't really matter in this game. At the end of the night, whoever gets the win is going to be really happy.
Let's talk about the field conditions for a second, simply because it was raining all day in Moberly today. Not particularly thunderstorm hard, but it was raining pretty consistently from the morning all the way through the afternoon, and it stopped probably about an hour or two ago, and we're looking at the field right in front of us, Austin, and it is puddles, at least on the sidelines. Around midfield and the center of the field, it's a little bit more dry, but certainly extraordinarily wet down the sidelines. How is that going to change for the teams today?
It's really poor conditions, and the unfortunate thing is it's very poor field conditions to start the game. As the game goes along, it's going to get even worse. There's going to be perhaps some extra turnovers because of field conditions. It's not an ideal scenario for either team, and it's certainly going to play a role tonight, especially as it gets scuffed up throughout the course of the game.
It's senior night as well here in Moberly. They honor their 17 seniors. It's always fun to see them with their parents get recognized. Certainly a big senior class. And, of course, Moberly has those the three-headed monster in the backfield with their seniors between Landon Graves, Chance Richards, and Curtis Walter. Now that running game for Moberly, they rush for almost 200 yards a game with those three seniors. Chance Richards leads all three with almost 400 yards on the year, 397. He's gotten 80 carries. Landon Graves with 45, Curtis Walter with 34. But those three runners are going to be who Moberly goes to throughout most of this game, and it's who they rely on for most of their offense.
I think it was more kind of unexpected to have such a three-headed monster at running back, because if you ask Spartan fans after last year how they thought Landon Graves would do this year, he has yet to crack 100 yards rushing all season. And through 7 weeks, if you told Spartan fans last year that through seven games Landon Graves has yet to get past 100 yards, they would have thought you were crazy. But the three-headed monster and Landon Graves, Chance Richards has been really good. Curtis Walter almost seemingly came out of nowhere, but he's had a really good year. And it's really helped this Moberly offense be even more dangerous than they have been in the past.
We want to thank a couple more of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible here on Quicks AM and FM or online at centralmoinfo.com. DNH Automotive, Colton Steakhouse, Kirksville Brake and Muffler, all of Kirksville. First State Community Bank, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Macon Healthcare Center of Macon and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. I was able to talk to both Moberly head coach Cody McDowell in his fourth season at the helm for the Spartans and third-year head coach Conrad Schottel for the Kirksville Tigers. Shuttle, if that name does sound familiar for anyone who's been in the area long enough, he was the Truman State quarterback a couple years back. So we'll be talking a little bit about him and what he brings to this Kirksville team as kind of a very positive, upbeat type of coach who likes to bring a lot of positivity as the message to his team. So I was able to speak with both Shuttle and McDowell ahead of their matchup, and you'll be able to hear those interviews coming up in just a moment here on Quicks as we send it back to the station for those. But big rivalry, Kirksville-Moberly, coming up next here on Quicks.
At Kirksville Brake and Muffler, building and maintaining long-term relationships with our customers is a top priority. That is why our mechanics are available to speak to you one-on-one to ensure that your questions are answered and that your repair experience is a positive one. At Kirksville Brake and Muffler, we strive to provide excellent customer service and take customer satisfaction very seriously. For all your automotive needs, see us at Kirksville Brake and Muffler at 115 North Marion Street or call us at 660-627-5201. Kirksville Brake and Muffler, your complete auto service center.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twist, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
Here on Regional Radio, previewing the Kirksville-Moberly football game and talking with Kirksville head football coach Conrad Shuttle. And coach, coming off the first win after kind of a three-game losing streak going on, how nice did it feel to stop that losing streak and kind of what went right for your team?
Yeah, it was just big. It was big for our kids. It was there was a lot of different reasons that it was a big win Friday. But the biggest one was, you know, and I've said it to other media people interviewed me, but they the kids I've been around Kirksville football for a few years and I've seen them just kind of wave the white towel and give up when things have kind of been not going great in the season. And we're, like you said, we had a three-game losing streak and lost a really close one, heartbreaker if you will, against Palmyra, and they came out and they executed and played hard and answered the bell and showed a lot of heart, honestly. And it was just big for them to just go out and compete and play at a high level when things haven't really bounced their way much. So it was really good, and I was really proud of our kids.
On the defensive side of the football, obviously a good defensive showing. Well, how do you feel on the defensive side?
You know, really, really pleased and really excited about them growing as a defense. We're trying to simplify more and more, put less and less on their plate, and just let them play fast, play violent, and swarm the football. And they did a really good job of that against Mexico.
Now, obviously, going on a losing streak is difficult for any team, but what did you learn as a head coach from your team while going through that?
Well, the best thing about losing is it's an opportunity to learn, and that's how we I guess approach it or perceive it as coaching staff, and that's how we present it to our kids too. And quite frankly, the Palmyra loss, we learned a lot. And it was some tough lessons that we had to learn. I don't know if we would have ended up winning that game. I don't know if we would have done what we needed to do against Mexico, quite frankly. So just an opportunity to learn. And as long as we can stay positive and stay excited about the process of growing and becoming a team that can put together a really competitive game week 10, then we're doing what we want to do.
Now, obviously, on the offensive side for Moberly, they have those duo running backs, Landon Graves and Chance Richards. What's going to be? What are you going to try to approach defensively, trying to stop those two running backs? I mean, that's obviously difficult.
They, you know, that you said, you know, two threats, and they're big, but I honestly look at it, and our defense is looking at it as a three-headed monster, and because the Stone King kid, he's a sophomore, but he's tough, and he's a good runner, and they kind of have a three-headed monster with their run game, so they're tough to defend. I mean, there's no sugarcoating it. We gotta have a great night on defense, and we have to defend the run really well, and it's going to take 11. And it's going to take our guys playing with extreme effort and being able and being willing to play physical for four quarters.
All right, Kirksville head football coach, Conrad Schottel. Coach, thanks so much for joining us for the pregame.
Yep, I appreciate it, Ben.
Let Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Kirksville cook for you tonight with so many delicious menu items to choose from. USDA choice juicy steaks, fresh seafood, tender chicken, fall off the bone ribs, fresh ground burgers and crispy salads. Even something for the young at heart. There is definitely something for everyone in your family. Dine in or take home, Colton Steakhouse and Grill can cater to any palate. Let Colton Steakhouse and Grill, located on Highway 63 at the south end of Kirksville, do the cooking for you.
Does your car or truck need attention before winter arrives? Are you looking for a dependable and honest place to take your vehicle? Look no further. D&H Automotive in Kirksville is here for all your automotive needs, from brakes, batteries, tires, state inspections, oil changes, transmission services, tune-ups, shocks and struts, computer diagnostics, and competing with competitor prices. Call for an appointment today at 660-665-8542 or stop by D&H Automotive at 1201 East Janeway in Kirksville, where honesty takes your car further. Go Tigers!
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Here on Regional Radio, previewing Kirksville and Moberly football game, talking to Moberly head coach Cody McDowell. And Coach, taking a quick look at last week, the loss against Hannibal, over 500 yards in offense for that Hannibal team. What are some defensive changes you're going to be looking to make, or improvements that you're looking to make going into this week?
Well, defensively, I think the biggest problem we faced Friday was we missed some tackles and we couldn't get off the field on third down. So, I mean, that tipped your cap to Hannibal, but that was our main problem. So we made some mistakes offensively, got in some situations where we couldn't get out of offensively and we couldn't get on third down. And, I mean, at the end of the game, you do that to a good team and you're going to get beaten. That's what happened. So we've kind of zeroed back in on just, you know, the simple things, the little things, obviously, that sometimes maybe as you're going through the season you take for granted, and that's this week has allowed us to do that. So hopefully we'll be ready.
And obviously before that loss you guys had a 5-game win streak going, and with the 5 wins there's obviously a lot going right for your team. What did you learn in general from that 5-game stretch about your team?
I don't know that we looked at it really like that. I mean, we're just trying to I don't really care about the others, so we're just trying to win one. And I mean, when you kind of approach it like that, you take it week by week, and that's kind of been an emphasis here, and that we've always tried to be like that. So I think we start playing better, you know, throughout that, you know, and I still think we're playing together fine. It's not like we went off the rails on Friday. Just, you know, we played a good team and we didn't play quite good enough to win. So I don't think there's anything that we start doing really poorly or anything that just went south in a hurry. It just, we made mistakes. They didn't. They capitalized on our mistakes. And, you know, that was the result of Friday. So that's kind of how we're approaching it.
Talking to Moberly football coach Cody McDowell ahead of their matchup against Kirksville. And looking at the offense and Chance Richards getting obviously plenty of carries, what's been most impressive about his play these past couple weeks?
Well, like I said, any of those, I've said it before, any of those backs are, you know, they're
they're ready. They're set up for a big game anytime they touch the ball. And Chance's number was called. It was a physical game. Obviously, Chance is a good, hard, physical runner, and that's what he did Friday. Our guys up front did a pretty good job at times of getting in the crease, and obviously when he gets the ball, he's downhill and he runs hard. That's what he did. That's the reason why, you know, he was able to bust a couple runs, and obviously, you know, sometimes he's got getting touched, and sometimes he wasn't. So those times when he gets touched, he's obviously it's going to take more than one person to bring it down. And that's one of his positives, and that was on display on Friday.
And it's going to be senior night this Friday. Just talk a little bit about what the senior class has been to this team.
Well, I mean, they're obviously probably a little bit special to me just because they were my first class when I got here, and they've kind of been with me all the way through. And obviously, I haven't been here a long time, but I don't know. So I don't know numbers wise. This is as big as a class as I've graduated, and as big as class has graduated in quite a while. So. We've got 17 of them, and obviously they all play important roles. Some of them are different. Some of them play more than others, but they all play an important role in what we do. And they've done a good job of just committing to the classroom, committing to this program, I think it showed in obviously the contributions that they've made last year and this year.
Talking to Moberly football coach Cody McDowell, and I know you hit on a little bit of this in the earlier part of the interview, but taking it as a whole and preparing for this game on Friday, what are going to be some of the keys for your team to get the win?
Well, looking if you compare it to last week, we've got to get off the field. We've got to get off the field defensively on third down, and you know they're a little bit different, well, a lot different schematically than what we saw last Friday. So it's kind of you're kind of flipping to the other end of the spectrum as far as they're going to try and probably throw the ball a little bit more. Because they've got a kid that can throw it, so we've got to obviously, you know, contain the big plays, be sound defensively on the back end. Special teams wise, we've got to continue to, you know, create short fields and try and get scores on special teams, and obviously put our offense in a situation to where we can be successful. And offensively, we've got to sustain drives and finish drives, and that's one thing we've got to go back to doing the little things and really hone in on that. And just be real detail-oriented in our approach and still play physical and fast up front.
All right, Moberly football coach Cody McDowell. Coach, thanks so much for joining us for the pregame.
All right, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Now is the time to have C&R Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, C&R Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. C&R Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans!
New 2019 models are arriving daily at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Stop in today for a test drive. Thomas Motors also has supplier pricing on select 2018 Buick and GMC models. Like a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive, only $22,212. View their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, you're a full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
We're back here at Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium on Quicksand Central, MoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you. Next to me, Austin Ward getting set for the Moberly Kirksville football game. The Moberly team just ran through their welcoming routine, and the seniors as well. It said the big banner that said, Seniors, this is your night. It's senior night here for Moberly again next week. They'll be on the road as they go to Mexico. So this is their last night at home for these seniors. Big night for them as well. Obviously, Austin, being yourself, you were a senior at Moberly at one point. You also, as we mentioned, were a Moberly athlete. What does kind of that senior night mean to some of these players?
It means a lot just because it's your night of recognition. You go through the rigors of whatever high school sport you're participating in. You're in your fourth year. You're in the home stretch. Senior night is always intentionally set up near the end of the year. You're near the end of the season. You want to be at peak performance levels. It's just really nice to get that sense of recognition for all that you've gone through throughout your high school career.
The captains for Moberly as they go out to the midfield for the coin flip. Cameron Lowry, Nick Long, Landon Graves, and Tyler Webb hold hands as they go out to midfield to meet Kirksville's captains as well for the coin flip. On the other side, Paxton Dempsey, certainly one of those seniors, or excuse me, one of the juniors for Kirksville coming out for the coin flip, and one of their captains as well, along with Colton Gillespie. But Paxton Dempsey, 6'2", 195-pound junior, comes in over 1,600 yards passing. And he's certainly an important person for this Kirksville team. We'll talk a lot about him throughout the night as well. We'll take one more quick break. I want to thank Thomas Motors for your full-line GM dealer, John Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, and Domino's Pizza for helping sponsor this game. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with kickoff here in Moberly High School. Moberly Kirksville up next here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
We're back here at Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium senior night for these Moberly seniors on Quicks or CentralMoInfo.com online. Ben Wittenstein with you. Next to me is Austin Ward as we get set for senior night. Moberly Spartans and their rival Kirksville. And the coin toss, as you may have heard, Moberly won it and they deferred for the second half, so it will be Kirksville receiving the kickoff here to start this game. Moberly comes in 5-2 on the year, 2-1 in conference in the NCMC. Kirksville on the other side, 3-4 on the year, 1-3 in the NCMC. Austin Ward next to me, and this rivalry, of course, digs deep for both of these teams, but for Kirksville, they rely a lot on the arm of junior Paxton Dempsey. And obviously, taking a look at this Moberly defense, they've had their highs and lows. How is an extreme passing game for Kirksville going to affect this Moberly defense?
It helps for Kirksville that Moberly's coming off a poor defensive game against Hannibal. That still might be in the back of their heads. Not saying it will be, but it could be. And Paxton Dempsey, you just look at his numbers, it's just insane. 1,624 yards. He's thrown 18 touchdowns, only two interceptions, a 68% passing percentage, completion percentage at 68%. Just insane numbers, and for sure someone that they're going to rely on in this game if they want to win.
Moberly kicking off, going left to right here in this Week 8 matchup on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Ethan Vandal, the sophomore, kicking off to the near side. It's recovered at the 25-yard line by Blake Morgan, and he's brought down at the 28 by a gang of Spartan tacklers. So Kirksville will start its first drive of the game, moving right to left at their own 28-yard line.
Blake Morgan, the kick return man.
We're going to see now, as we talked about, that 6'2", 195-pound junior quarterback Paxton Dempsey, over 1,600 yards passing so far, 18 touchdowns. And Austin, get this, only two interceptions on the season, a 68% completion percentage. Kirksville comes out in their visiting white uniforms, black and orange pants, and white helmet. In the gun is Dempsey, and it's a quick handoff to his running back, Braden Cam, and the senior sweeps it over to the near side, and he's run out of bounds in the backfield by a tough Moberly defensive line to bring up second down and about 11. They probably lost 1 yard there, depending on where they spot this. But certainly off and running. This is a high-passing Kirksville team. As we said, over 1,600 yards for their junior quarterback. Second and 10 for Kirksville, 30 seconds into this game on their own 27-yard line. Right to left they go. Dempsey in the gun. Shotgun snap. Hands this one off to Blake Morgan, trying to find a hole on the right side of the line. Gets through for a couple yards as he falls forward at the 30-yard line for a gain of three to bring up third down and about seven or eight.
And, Ben, we've talked about the arm of Paxton Dempsey. You've seen two runs to start off this game. You have to wonder if these field conditions are perhaps playing an effect in the decision to go two straight runs to start off this game behind that powerful arm. It's just something to monitor throughout the course of this game.
That was going to be one of the other things that we were going to talk about was those field conditions. A wet day today in Moberly. And it is a wet field as Dempsey shotgun snap on third and eight. He fires far side down the sidelines for his tight end Tanner Lane just out of his reach at the 40-yard line of Moberly. And it will be incomplete. And it will bring up fourth down and nine with 10:37 to go here in the opening frame. Moberly will get its first opportunity on offense after this punt.
That was really good coverage by Tashawn Davis, too. He's right on him, not giving him an inch of spacing, and a good pass breakup. Really good throw, too, by Paxton Dempsey.
And we saw his arm. He is not unused to throwing long passes as there's a pre-snap flag. See what the call is, and false start on Kirksville. So this ball will be moving back on fourth down and nine. They're at their own 29. This will move back 5 yards to their own 24-yard line. Cameron Lowry back to receive the punt from Moberly, standing at his own 40. Colton Gillespie punting for this Tigers team. A clean snap, a high punt, a nice spiral past midfield. Lands at the Moberly 45 and takes a Kirksville roll down to the Moberly 41-yard line where it's picked up by James Coleman. So that's where Moberly will start its drive. 10:26 to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless tie. Spartans coming out for their first possession of the game. Pretty good field position too, Austin, at their own 41.
Yeah, really good field position, something that they're going to want to strike on early. It's big for them, especially coming off an upsetting loss against Hannibal. If they can get on the board first, that'd do a lot for their momentum.
And they're going to move this ball up a little bit. Interesting, to the 49-yard line. Seem there may have been a penalty or so after this play. So either way, this ball, Moberly, great field position at their own 49-yard line. And the handoff right away, Chance Richards as the senior bowls through the middle of the field. Gets a couple yards, brought down by a gang of Kirksville tacklers across midfield and down to the Kirksville 47-yard line for a 3-yard gain. Give him 4 yards on that to bring up second down and six for Moberly. Spartans led by sophomore quarterback Dominic Stone King. 307 yards on the season, 6 touchdowns. He comes out in the pistol. Richards to his right. Graves behind him. Shotgun snap, Stone King. Option near side. Pitches it to Graves. He has some space across the 45 down to the 41-yard line. This may be good enough for the first down on the 6-yard run. Depending on where they spotted that first down marker, right at the 41-yard line. Officials deciding if they're going to give it to him, and indeed they do. First down, Moberly. Good drive for the Spartans on the Kirksville 41-yard line. 9:34 to go here in the first. Scoreless tie.
First and 10, Spartans.
Graves, the senior, 357 yards on the ground. First and 10, Moberly on the Kirksville 41. Left to right go the Spartans. Stone King shotgun snap. It's an end around to Lowry as he goes to the far side. Turns the corner at the 40. Has space on the far side sidelines. 25, and he's wrapped up out of bounds. A nice run, Cameron Lowry, and a post-play flag thrown by one of the officials. Lowry was wrapped up pretty hard down the far side sidelines. This penalty may be going against Kirksville.
But maybe. I couldn't tell quite what it was. Looked like it might have been a late hit. But we'll see what they call.
Personal foul.
And the head referee does call a personal foul penalty on Kirksville, so this ball will move even more forward. Deeper into Kirksville territory for Moberly on their first drive of this game. Stone King getting the play from the sidelines. His fourth-year head coach, Cody McDowell. McDowell, 23-17 with Moberly. Led his team last year to a 10-3 record, 6-0 in conference. As well, last year they finished the season on a 7-game winning streak. First and 10, Moberly on the Kirksville 12. Left to right they go. Ball on the far side hash. Stone King in the gun, and he gets the shotgun snap. Rolls right, throws into the flat to Graves. He catches at the 10, has space at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Moberly. They go up 6 with 9:02 to go here in the first on a 12-yard pass to Landon Graves.
About as good of an offensive possession as you could have to start off this game. Get some runs, pick up a penalty, pass completion, send it into the end zone. Great first drive by Moberly.
And Graves, a tremendous job as well, following his blockers. He had a block at the 5. He made the right move, staying on the outside, and he walked right into the end zone. 6-0 as coming out to kick Hayden Hopper. He was 7-7 in extra points against Fulton. The lefty boot up, and it's good in between the uprights. 7-0 Moberly early on, 9:02 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Kirksville's possession here on Quicks.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Daring to step out as an entrepreneur is exciting and a little scary. Your dream is to serve your own customers, your community, and to create jobs that help support families. That is why it is so important to find a financial partner that will give you the support you need to keep doing what you do best.
Because at the end of the day, success means something different to everyone. And together, we can help you achieve yours.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium. The kickoff received by Kirksville's Blake Morgan, who just slipped on the really bad field conditions out there tonight due to the rain all day today. So Kirksville will start at their own 23-yard line, already down 7-0 with just under 9 minutes to go here in the first. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward with you. Austin, a pretty good and effective first drive by Moberly to start the game.
It was, and we talked about the three-headed monster pregame. And Graves, Richards, and Walter, they went Graves, Richards, and Lowry, and then finished it off after a penalty with a touchdown to Landon Graves throwing. So just overall, really good to get a lot of people involved in that possession.
Dempsey's in the gun, gets the shotgun snap, play action, quick throw over the middle on the slant by Morgan, and that'll fall incomplete just out of the reach. Pretty hard pass as well by Dempsey, about a 5-yard pass, and he rocketed that all the way to Morgan, and so it falls incomplete to bring up 2nd and 10.
Pretty
ball
good.
On Kirksville's 23.
Pretty good hard throw. Just went off the fingertips of the receiver for Kirksville there. Tough to make a play on it either way.
8:53 remaining here in the first. 2nd and 10. Kirksville on their own 23. Shotgun for Dempsey. To his right, he's got Gillespie. And there's the flag pre-snap. This will be some movement again. We've seen Kirksville already 3 very tough penalties. This is the second offensive penalty they've committed in this game. They had a defensive penalty that moved Moberly all the way to the 12-yard line. But on 2nd down, some false start action pushes Kirksville all the way back. 2nd and 15 now on their own 18-yard line.
This was more significant, too, because their last false start was on 4th down, so it just hurt them in field position a little bit. But this one puts them at 2nd and 15. Tough play.
Two receivers each side for Dempsey. Shotgun snap, play action again. Fires over the middle. This time it's caught by his tight end, Tanner Lane, at the 25, 26-yard line. They'll spot him on that 2nd and 15 throw for a gain of 8.
Good coverage by Clayton Briscoe. The secondary of this Moberly defense is staying right on these Kirksville receivers, not really letting them get much yards after the catch.
3rd and 8 now for Kirksville on their own 26. They're moving right to left on your radio dial. Two receivers each side for Dempsey. Gillespie to his right. In motion is Morgan to the far side. Shotgun snap. Dempsey rolls right, and he throws right. Lane with a catch at the 35 and brought down at the 39-yard line for a Kirksville first down. On the tackle for Moberly to Sean Davis. But a good quick pass there to Dempsey to his favorite senior receiver, Tanner Lane, moves the chains for Kirksville. Their first down in this game with 8 minutes to go here in the first. They're down 7-0. They're going to try to move this offense pretty quickly as Dempsey's in the gun now with the ball in the far side hash. Two receivers near side. He's got Gillespie to his left. Shotgun snap Dempsey. This time he hands it off to his running back, Braden Cam, and he runs to the far side. Won't get too many yards, but he falls forward for a gain of 4 or 5 down to the 43-yard line. To bring up second down and 6 with 7:40 to go here in the first. Second down and 6 for Kirkland. Dempsey starting in the gun. Two receivers near side. Moberly showing 4 down linemen. Shotgun snap Dempsey hands it off again to Cam. He's trying to find the hole off tackle right, but the Moberly defense right there to stop him at the 45-yard line. Gain of about 2 for the senior back. That'll bring up 3rd and 4 with 7:15 to go. The Moberly defense kind of getting in a groove here.
The Moberly defensive front did really good on that last play. Read that play pretty well. Didn't let Cam get but 1 or 2 yards.
4th down and 4. So that'll bring up 3rd down and 4 for Kirksville, on their own 45-yard line, moving right to left. Dempsey's in the gun. Gillespie now to his right, 2 receivers near side. And too far. 4 down lineman, Moberly. Dempsey gets the snap. He's back to pass. Has protection over the middle. Tipped at the line of scrimmage, and it falls incomplete. It was intended for Colton Gillespie. And that'll bring up 4th down and 4 for Kirksville.
That might have been one of those plays where the field conditions came into effect just a little bit. Colton Gillespie didn't have anyone around him, but looked like he might have got slipped up, got a cleat stuck in the ground.
Kirksville going for it. 4th down and 4 on their own 45. 6:43 to go in this first quarter. Moberly already up 7-0, and now Kirksville back to punt. High arching punt back to receive it. Lowry at the 25. He has to move backwards, and it will take a Kirksville bounce down to the Moberly 22-yard line, and that's where the Spartans will start their second drive after a pretty successful first one. Going just about 51 yards for the first score of the game. Already up 7-0 with 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. I want to thank a few of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. D&H Automotive, Colton Steakhouse, Kirksville Brake and Muffler, all of Kirksville, First State Community Bank, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly 1st and 10 on their own 22, up 7-0, 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. Moberly moving left to right as Stone King in the pistol. Lowry in motion. Stone King gets the snap this time. Hands it off. Chance Richards has a hole up the middle. Lots of space to go at midfield. He's chewing up yards. 45-40, trying to get past some Kirksville defenders, and he drags 3 of them down with him to the 30-yard line. What a run there by Chance Richards on senior night.
And Cody McDowell made a point that the first guy rarely takes Chance Richards down, and he ran through about 3 Kirksville defenders before he broke out for that really long run. And then it took about 3 of them to get him down.
48-yard run by the senior. And they gave him 1 extra one to put it on the Kirksville 29-yard line. 1st and 10, Moberly, 6:15 to go. Stone King's in the pistol. He's got Richards behind him. And to his right, he's got Curtis Walter. Snap, Stone King, back to pass. Up the seam, he goes for Lowry, just over his head at the 10-yard line to fall incomplete and bring up 2nd down. Lowry had the step. And it was just thrown over his head.
If it was thrown in front of him rather than up above him, it probably would have taken it to the house for Cameron Lowry. But just a little bit of a missed throw, but nothing hurt. Still 2nd and 10 on Kirksville's 29.
Still pretty good field position for the Spartans, trying to go up 2 scores here in the first quarter. 6:03 to go. Moberly up 7-0. 2nd and 10 on the Kirksville 29-yard line. Stone King in the pistol again. Gets the snap. Hands this one off to his running back, Curtis Walter, as he sweeps to the far side. Doesn't get too many yards as he tried to break it to the outside. Maybe 1 or 2 as he's brought down at the 27-yard line to bring up 3rd down and about 8.
That's the 4th rushing attempt, the 5th rushing attempt for Moberly tonight. 4 different players used in those rushing attempts. So really, as we mentioned pregame, just a lot of offensive weapons at running back.
So that will be 3rd and 9 now with 5.5 to go in the first. Ball on the Kirksville 28 for Moberly. Stone King, pistol, gets the snap. He rolls right. It's an option. He pitches it near side. Richards has room to run. 25, trying to break out of a tackle at the 20, but a nice tackle by Kirksville's Tanner Lane to bring him down at just about the 30-yard line, about 1 yard short of the first down marker. That'll bring up 4th and 1 for Moberly on the Kirksville 20-yard line. Decision time for Cody McDowell and company, and I think they're going to be going for it. And why not? If you're at your opponent's 20-yard line, 4th and 1, your offense has been churning pretty well. Might as well try to go for it with 4:50 to go here in the first quarter.
Especially with the way the running attack has been going, too, just on 4th and 1. Their shortest run of the night's been 2 yards, and like you said, they're on Kirksville's 20. Might as well go for it.
Stone King under center. Quarterback sneak, and he gets it, and a couple more still on his feet. Gets down to the 10-yard line, a 10-yard quarterback sneak by the sophomore Dominic Stone King to give Moberly a first down. And now at the 10-yard line, 1st and goal for Moberly with 4.5 to go, already up 7-0.
Great job by Moberly's offensive line to just push that defensive front of Kirksville back. Got 10 yards in the QB sneak, and Moberly's rolling early on.
Officials discussing something. Is there a late flag thrown on the play? One of the officials conferring. Doesn't look like anything is called as they put this ball now on the 11-yard line. So it'll be 1st down and 10 at the Kirksville 11-yard line. Clock now continuing to run under 4.5. Moberly trying to go up 2 scores here against Kirksville. And a whistle pre-snap. Officials trying to sort everything out, and I think they're ready to go. Now they move the ball back to the 10. So it's 1st and goal on the Kirksville 10-yard line. Stone King in the gun. To his right is Walter, and Walter gets the snap. Sweeps to the far side, trying to follow his blockers, but the Kirksville defense right there to swallow him up. Tried to get to the outside and find some breathing room, but the Kirksville defense, great job following Walter to bring him down after a gain of maybe 1 yard and a flag on the field as well.
Holding against,
and it will be holding against Moberly, so this ball will be coming back with 4:02 to go here in the first. Both these teams making pretty bad mistakes here in the first quarter, Austin.
Yeah, it's been a lot of bad penalties to start out this game, and of course it's benefited Moberly more than it's benefited Kirksville, but there you've got the ball on Kirksville's 10, and this pushes you back to the 19. It's not an ideal spot to be for Moberly.
Spot of the foul penalty, so they push this back 10 yards. So 1st and 19 for Moberly. 1st and goal on the Kirksville 19, however you see it. Stone King hands it off to Richards as he busts up the gut for a couple yards down to the 15-yard line. A gain of 4 for Richards. That'll bring up 2nd and goal from the Kirksville 15-yard line. You have to imagine here we're going to have to see Dominic Stone King's arm ability. No chance for a Moberly first down. And Stone King 24 for 49. He's 0-for-2 today. But he does have the ability to pass it well. 49% completion percentage. In the pistol again. 3 backs around him. It's Graves, Richards, and Walter. Snap goes to Stone King. Hands it this time off to Graves. Sweep to the near side, trying to follow blockers. Kirksville there inside the 10 as bringing him down for Kirksville, Matt Williams, but it looks like he may have gotten the face mask of Graves.
Yeah, for sure. Two referees threw a flag. Easy call for the officials here.
Call personal foul, face mask on Williams. So that will be half the distance to the goal for Moberly and give them a fresh set of downs. That is big, too, because if he had been down there, that would have been 3rd down and a goal at about the 9-yard line.
You just get another costly penalty for Kirksville, putting them in bad positions, and it's something that Coach Schottel is going to want to clean up throughout the course of this game.
3:10 to go here in the first. Moberly up 7-0. And a pre-snap whistle there. 1st and goal on the Kirksville 4-yard line. Guess they're going to say it's 2nd down from Moberly. They don't get a fresh set of downs. It just repeats 2nd down. An interesting call there. So it will be 2nd and goal from Moberly on the Kirksville 4. Stone King, pistol for him. Behind him is Richards. In motion is Lowry, and a whistle pre-snap. Flags fly again. Bad mistakes by both teams. False start called on Moberly. This ball being pushed back 5 yards.
Illegal procedure against the Spartans.
That is a couple penalties for Moberly Austin that certainly has been hurting them this drive, but we have seen both teams be reckless in terms of penalties so far.
Really neither team gaining much momentum thus far, and it's mostly just because it's been a penalty-ridden game to start out. And we're only not even 10 minutes into this game, something both teams are going to want to clean up.
Clock continues to run now at 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Moberly up 7-0 on Kirksville. Second down and goal for them on the Kirksville 9-yard line. Stone King, pistol, hands this one off to Richards up the middle. He has space inside the 5, falls forward at the 1. Will they give him the touchdown? No, they're going to say he's down at the 1-yard line. An 8-yard gain there by Richards to bring up third down and goal at the Kirksville 1.
Another powerful run by Chance Richards. He drugged about 3 Kirksville defenders with him. Got it up to the 1-yard line.
They're going to say it's 1.5-yard line to be technically correct. 2:15 to go here in the first. 7-0 Moberly trying to score their second touchdown of the game. Third down and goal at the Kirksville 2. Under center is Stone King. Richards behind him as well as Walter. And again, a pre-snap flag. And it's going to be a false start once again on Moberly. So many flags. That's the 3rd for Moberly. That's the 6th in the game today. And so Moberly back again, undisciplined so far on that offensive line. They've been so close to that end zone. And flags pushing back again with 2:01 to go here in the first.
Just neither team seems to really have their head in this game throughout this point of the game. And there could be many factors for that, but just kind of shooting yourself in the foot. If you're Moberly right now, now you're looking at 3rd and 8.
Third down on the Kirksville 8. Stone King to pass after the play action in the flat. He has Richards incomplete. At the goal line, it falls incomplete on the near side to bring up 4th down. If he had made that catch, he had the opportunity to probably get it into the end zone. But the Kirksville defense was right there. They did a good job covering that pass. But either way, the falls incomplete.
Yeah, it was Foster James on the good coverage. Really solid coverage from Kirksville. And tight enough coverage that don't know if Chance Richards would have made it in had he completed the catch.
It would have been certainly close, but Hayden Hopper now on to kick the field goal. This will be a 24-yarder. The lefty right through for 3.
Hayden Hopper with a
1:39 to go here in the first. Moberly goes up 10-0 on Kirksville. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Kirksville's possession to end the first here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
Moberly kicks off to Kirksville up 10-0, 1:33 to go here in the first. Kirksville returned it down to their 28-yard line, so that's where the Tigers will start its third possession of this game. Ben Wittenstein with you, Austin Ward next to me for this Moberly senior night. Very dirty field conditions, not great. It rained all day in Moberly today, and the temperature outside 40 degrees and dropping tonight. It's supposed to be in the low 30s, so cold, muddy, and rainy as well tonight for senior night for Moberly, and that's been affecting some of the game as well.
Yeah, and of course, Moberly is a more run-heavy type of team, but they have done almost exclusively runs. Dominic Stone King's only attempted 3 passes tonight. How much of the field conditions play a role in that, we don't know, but it definitely is something to monitor.
Kirksville on their own 28, going right to left. This time the handoff goes to Tanner Lane, right up the middle he goes. Gets a couple yards down to the 29-yard line. make that for Colton Gillespie. The senior had 10 carries, 45 yards in his last game out. Give him 2 yards on that one to bring up second and 8. 1:15 to go here in the first. Kirksville now down 2 scores, 10-0. Early on, ball on their own 30-yard line as they move right to left. Second and 8. Dempsey in the gun. Two receivers far side, one near. This time handoff goes to Braden Cam trying to go off tackle right. Cross the 30, he goes for a couple yards and down to the 33-yard line. Gain of 3 to bring up third down and 5 for Kirksville. Now under 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Austin, we talked about Kirksville being a very aggressive passing team. They've been going to the ground early.
And that, again, could be because of those field conditions. Again, it's hard to explain if you're not here that these field conditions are very poor. There's puddles all throughout the course of the field, and it's something that certainly plays a role in this game.
Third and 5, Dempsey to pass, hurls it far side, sidelines, has a receiver, just falls incomplete. Just out of the reach of Tanner Lane. And so that'll bring up fourth down and 5 for Kirksville on their own 33-yard line with 21 seconds to go. And this will be the third consecutive punt for the Tigers. Moberly defense doing its job.
Doing a good job in that last throw. Again, another good throw for Paxton Dempsey, but just a little too strong. Tanner Lane dove for it, but just out of his reach. Would have been a tough catch.
Gillespie to punt. End-over-end punt into Moberly territory at the 30-yard line, where it's returned by Lowry. Has some space up the middle. Slips across the 40-yard line down to the 41. He had room to move, but slipped in that muddy and wet field. So Moberly will start their drive with 11.3 seconds to go in the first. On their own 41-yard line.
It's probably the best example we've seen tonight of the role that this field's going to play. He only needed to pick up about 2 blocks to be able to return that and just slipped, poor field conditions. And instead of a possible touchdown, now they're on their own 41.
I think what we have been seeing this first quarter, Austin, is both teams being pretty cautious with the way they run their offense, trying to really feel out these field conditions. Moberly starts on their own 41. Left to right go the Spartans. In the pistol is Stone King. In motion, Lowry from the near side to the far. Stone King with the snap, turns and hands it off to Walter. A space up the middle for him, and he's wrapped up at the 45-yard line to bring up second and 6 on the 4-yard gain, and that will end quarter and number 1. So after the first, it will be Moberly 10, Kirksville 0, and Moberly will have the ball second and 6 from their own 45 when we get back here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
It's that time of year again, football season. Now is the time to get the oil changed and have the air filters, antifreeze, and tires checked for trouble-free travel this year as you head to all the high school or college football games. At CNR Automotive and Transmission, you can trust their certified technicians to make sure your car, truck, or van is ready for all of those road trips this school year. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, they fix everything.
K. Knoll Spartan Stadium on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me, Moberly, with a 10-0 lead to start quarter number 2. And they have second down and 6 at their own 45-yard line. Spartans are going right to left in their home blue uniforms, blue pants, white helmets. Stone King gets the pistol snap, turns to his left, hands it off to Graves up the middle. Has space to go across midfield, inside the 45, now wrapped up from behind, inside the 40-yard line to the 38-yard line of Kirksville. What a run there by the senior. Starting quarter number 2. 17-yard run. And Moberly has a fresh set of downs. Ball in the middle of the field at a Kirksville 38. First down and 10 for Moberly. In a pistol, Stone King. He's got one receiver on the near side, Toby Short. And the handoff goes up the middle again to Graves. Has space off the far side. Trying to make a move inside the 25. And down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. 20-yard run by Landon Graves. And they'll put him at the 19-yard line, so give him 19 yards for the senior. But nevertheless, Austin, he's been making moves these past couple handoffs.
He has been picking up some good blocks. The offensive line of Mobley has done really well, really good as well. And it's certainly been an aspect that's given Mobley the edge so far in this game.
11-10 remaining here in quarter number two. Mobley 10-0 over Kirksville. They have the ball first and 10 on the Kirksville 19-yard line. Stone King in the pistol. To his left is Richards. Behind him, Walter. Snap to him. It's an option near side. He's going to keep it off tackle left. Spun and brought down at the 16-yard line. On the tackle for Kirksville, Slade Weber. Pretty good on the defensive line for Kirksville as well to bring up second down and about 8 on the 2-yard run.
Second down and 7.
It's a tough Kirksville defense, though, Austin. They've only gave up one touchdown in their last game against Mexico, a tough offensive team. They've had a shutout so far this year as well. And they could easily be 5-4 if they hadn't lost in the final 20 seconds against Palmyra.
Yes, Kirksville defense, it's really underrated. As you said, they picked up a shutout and 7 points against a decent Mexico team last week. It's not a soft defense by any means.
Second and 7, the pitch to Lowry. Spins out of a tackle in the backfield, but nowhere to go. Kirksville catches up to him at the 20-yard line. And that'll be a loss of 4 yards to bring up third down and 11 back at the Kirksville 20. They tried to go with the fake run up the middle. Lowry on the end around got the pitch to the near side. But the Kirksville defense sniffed that one out right away and was able to stop him from negative yardage.
Good timing to talk about this Kirksville defense because that was really well played. Allowed for the loss of 4. Good job of the defensive front and the secondary, too, to swallow up Cameron Lowry in the backfield.
Crucial time here for the defense, too. Third and 12 for Moberly on the Kirksville 29 and a half to go here in the second. Moberly up 10-0. Kirksville trying to get a big defensive stop here. Stone King in the pistol. Walter behind him. Graves to his right. Walter with the handoff. Bursts up the middle, has space. Inside the 15, one blocker to Shetty. Does it down the near side, sidelines. Touchdown, Moberly. 20-yard touchdown run by the senior, Curtis Walter. And Moberly goes up 16-0 with 9:19 to go here in the second quarter.
Really good play call by Cody McDowell because I think you think third and 12, you're not really expecting run on that play. But with the three-headed monster running back that we've talked about, Curtis Walter, takes it right up the chute, catches a couple blocks, 20-yard touchdown. Good play by Moberly.
He had a touchdown last week against Hannibal, has one this week now against Kirksville as Hopper in to kick the extra point. Hold is good. Kick is up. That one is good as well. 17-0 is the Moberly lead. 9:19 to go in the second. Kirksville trying to find its offense when we come back in 30 seconds on Quits and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Here at Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium in Moberly, Missouri, coming off a 20-yard Curtis Walter touchdown run, 17-0. 9:19 to go here in the second. Kirksville receiving this kick from Moberly. Receives it at about the 20-yard line, right up the middle, down across the 45, still on his feet is Logan Blickon. And he's down to midfield. What a return there by the sophomore. Received at about the 20, and now down all the way to midfield. A 30-yard return. Kirksville starting with great field position. And Austin, they need it down 17.
Yeah, that was a big return for Kirksville. Kind of shift the momentum a little bit. He caught some blocks. He broke a few tackles, got it to midfield. And now Kirksville's in pretty good position to start off this drive.
It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers at midfield. They're moving left to right, and they're visiting white jerseys, black lettering, black pants, and white helmet. The junior quarterback, Paxton Dempsey, in the gun. To his left, his senior back, Colton Gillespie. Shotgun snap, Dempsey hands it off Gillespie. Off tackle right, nowhere to go. Moberly defensive line. Nice stand there for no gain to bring up second and 10. That Moberly defensive line hounded on Gillespie as he tried to go up the middle. Nowhere to go.
And they also just bullied that Kirksville offensive line. Didn't allow him to get any holes in the defense. And just really good stop by the Moberly defensive front. They played really well this game.
Second and 10, Kirksville, 8:40 to go here in the second. Ball at midfield. Dempsey calling for the snap, man, in motion to the near side. Dempsey gets the snap to pass. He goes over the middle. It's caught at the 41-yard line. Tanner Lane with the reception to bring up third and one.
Tanner Lane on the
they needed 10. They got 9 on the pass and catch. So Kirksville still moving the ball pretty well. A majority of their offense is passing. But again, as we've mentioned, with the difficult field conditions, they've been keeping the ball on the ground for a good majority so far of their drives.
And you wonder how much as they get acclimated to these conditions, how much that's going to change throughout the course of the game. It's certainly something to watch.
Third and one, Gillespie with the handoff going up the middle again. That Moberly defense stout on the defensive line. Gillespie doesn't look like he got that 1 yard that he needed for the first down. They're going to spot him at the 41. If indeed that's true, that'll be no gain on the run. And indeed it is. 41-yard line, no gain on the Colton Gillespie run to bring up fourth and one on the Moberly 41-yard line. That is no easy task for that defense. Gillespie, 6 foot, 225 pounds. He's a big built running back.
He's got 4 rushes tonight for a total of 5 yards. So just putting into perspective how powerful this defensive front has been for Moberly.
7:15 to go. Kirksville looking like they're just going to run down the clock and maybe call a timeout as Dempsey heads back to the sidelines. Indeed, Kirksville will spend its first timeout. A big decision here from head coach Conrad Schottel. It will be fourth and one on the Moberly 41-yard line. Kirksville down 17-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds and see what they call here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twists, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at Domino's.com.
Out of the Kirksville timeout, 7:07 to go here in the second quarter. 17-0 Moberly. Kirksville has the ball, fourth and one on the Moberly 41, and it looks like they're going to go for it. Why not down 17 points? Dempsey in the gun, gets the snap, turns left, hands it off to Gillespie, bursts up the middle, and it looks like he may have gotten no gain as he's down at the 41. The Moberly defense, big move, and they stop him for, again, no gain, the third time in the row that the Moberly defense has made a stop like that for no gain. That's a turnover on downs. Moberly gets the ball back with 7:02 to go in the second and already up 17.
And that's just incredible work by that defensive front. We've been talking about it for the majority of the game, but that's 4 straight rushes for Colton Gillespie, 0 yards. And it's just incredible what this defensive line is doing to stop the run game.
And again, we mentioned his size, 6 foot, 225 pounds. He's built, if we're going to compare him to an NFL player, a little like Brandon Jacobs. He's got a very low center of gravity. He lowers his shoulders. Very difficult to tackle, but that Moberly defense comes up big. And first play from scrimmage for the Spartans will result in negative yardage from their own 41. It's a run up the middle, but that Kirksville defense all over it. And they bring down Chance Richards in the backfield for a loss of a couple to bring up second down and about 12. Ball now on their own 39-yard line.
And this is a big drive from the Kirksville defense. They certainly want to get a stop. If you're Kirksville, you're down 17-0 almost midway through the second quarter. Really important to get a stop to stay in this game.
And, I mean, we mentioned it before Moberly scored their last one, that this was kind of do or die for Kirksville, and now it certainly is, down 17-0. 6:20 to go in the second. Second and 12, Moberly on their own 39. Pistol snap, Stone King. He was going to keep it up the middle on the fake handoff. But another flag on the field pre-snap. See what these officials call. And it will be on Moberly. This ball moving back 5 yards on the illegal procedure. We saw that. We are no strangers to the Moberly illegal procedure in this game. We saw that a lot in the first quarter, especially inside the 10-yard line. They got a call 3 times inside the 10. They still managed to get some points on the board in form of a field goal, but this cannot happen if they want to stay in the lead.
Hurts Moberly and really helps if you're Kirksville now with 2nd and 17. You almost certainly want to get a stop on this drive and get at least one possession before the end of this half.
Clock now at 6 minutes to go in the second. Moberly up 17-0. 2nd and 17 on their own 34, going right to left. Kirksville showing blitz. Stone King, pistol snap, fakes the handoff. He rolls far side. He throws far side. Graves with the reception at the 35. He's got room to go across the 45 and ridden out of bounds right at midfield. 16-yard pass to Landon Graves. Not quite good enough for the first down, as that first down marker at the Kirksville 49. He needed one more to bring up 3rd down and 1. But we saw when Moberly, normally a running team, Austin, they went through the air 16 yards. They moved the chain, almost moved the chains on 3rd and 1. Now ball at midfield.
And that's what's dangerous about this Moberly team, is we talk about how explosive and how good their run game is, but their passing game can be pretty good too. And to mix that up with the powerful run game, as you just saw there, it can lead to good results.
Certainly a dangerous team. 3rd and 1 for Moberly. Stone King in the pistol. Running back to his left. Gets the snap. Hands this off to Chance Richards up the middle. He has space to go. Down the far side sidelines. Trying to move past the defender. He gets inside the 25 and down to the 18-yard line. And that's how you get the first down to 5.5 to go here in the second. Moberly a fresh set of downs now with the Kirksville 18. 17-0 is Moberly's lead.
And that was a perfect example of just how good Chance Richards is, because he really should have probably gotten tackled about 10, 15 yards ago, but he just explodes through, breaks some tackles, bullies through people, and just gets those extra yards.
Latrellis Colbert now into the game. He's the running back behind Stone King. He gets the handoff up the middle, has space, tries to get to the outside, cuts it back up the middle inside the 10. Down to the 6-yard line. Impressive run inside the 10 now for Moberly as they move the chains yet again to bring up 1st and goal at the Kirksville 6-yard line. 5:12 to go in the first half. See the depth of this running back game for Moberly. Going to the 6-foot, 225 back, Latrellis Colbert. 1st and goal, Moberly at the Kirksville 6-yard line. Stone King snap again, whistles and flags on the field. Legal procedure again on Moberly. Going to push them back 5 yards. 1st and a goal now from the Kirksville 11-yard line.
Not only did this hurt for Moberly, it's got to hurt for this Kirksville defense too, with as many penalties as this Moberly offense has picked up to not be able to cash in on these opportunities that the Kirksville defense is getting has got to hurt. But on the flip side, if you're Moberly, this is just things you can't do throughout the course of the game.
1st and goal on the Kirksville 11. 4.5 to go in the second. Moberly up 17-0, trying to score again. Colbert handoff up the middle, and he slips at the 10 and falls down. Will they give him no gain here? I think they won't.
Colin Hazen.
So that remains 2nd and goal from the 11-yard line. Clock approaching 4 minutes to go. 2nd and goal from the Kirksville 11. Jarrett Kinder into the game now. He's the back behind Stone King, who's in the pistol. Stone King snap, play action, wide open up the middle. He has a man at the throw, batted down at the line. Will Smothers wide open in the end zone. And Stone King saw him, but that Kirksville defensive line got a paw up and knocked the ball down.
Yeah, a little bit too low of a pass. Kirksville was just able to jump up, get a hand on the ball, stop. Almost certainly would have been a touchdown had it got to Will Smothers.
So it will be 3rd and goal from the Kirksville 12. 3:55 to go here in the second. Moberly up 17-0. Stone King's in the pistol. Behind him is Kinder. One receiver far side. Stone King snap. Flag flies, but the play continues. And trying to make a move now as Curtis Walter gets to the outside on the near side. Inside the 10, brought down at the 6.
Flag on the play. Illegal
See
motion.
What this flag is. It is a legal motion. So this ball moving back with 3:48 to go. Penalties killing this Moberly team. They're very lucky they're up 17-0 because this would be disastrous if they were trying to play from behind.
It's just one of those things mentally that you just have to mentally be in the game. I know sometimes as a lead progresses, you kind of get out of the game a little bit, but it's an important for only being the second quarter. This is still very much a game and something that Moberly's got to clean up to be able to stay in it.
So it remains third and goal from the Kirksville 17-yard line. 3:48 to go here in the second. Moberly up 17-0. This drive has stalled and stalled again, but continued to move forward. Some big runs by Chance Richards and Jarrett Kinder. Out of the huddle, ball placed on the far side hash mark as this Moberly team moves right to left. Stone King in the pistol. Play action. He goes back to pass, has time. Now flushed out of the pocket near side, trying to run for it. Kirksville defense all over him. Max Stewart got his arms around Stone King and wrapped him up and brought him down at the 15-yard line. That'll bring up fourth and goal from the Kirksville 15.
You almost got to really credit that play call from Kirksville because it looked as if they were going to run a blitz and Stone King might have expected it, but they held back. They didn't blitz. And you don't know if that played in effect, but it's certainly something that Stone King probably wasn't expecting.
They push this ball back 1 yard at the 16-yard line. Cameron Lowry checks out for the Spartans. 2:50 to go here in the second. Moberly up 17-0. Fourth and goal from the Kirksville 16. Stone King in the pistol. He's back to pass. He's going to throw a fade down the near side and just out of the reach of Clayton Briscoe. And that falls incomplete. A turnover on downs back to Kirksville with 2:38 to go here in the second quarter. The Tigers have a little bit of wiggle room to try to get on the board down 17.
Yeah, it's big to finally stop Moberly if you are Kirksville. But now, more importantly, you definitely want to try to get on the board before the end of this half, before things can potentially spiral out of control.
Kirksville back onto the field. We're going to probably see the arm of junior quarterback Paxton Dempsey a lot more than we have seen in this game so far. 2:38 to go in the second, down 17 points. First and 10 for Kirksville on their own 16-yard line going left to right. Four receivers out wide. Dempsey to pass. Heaves one. Far side, sidelines. Wide open to make the catch. Foster James, far side, sidelines. No one's going to catch up to him. And the defense for Moberly trying their best, but James cuts it back in the inside. And he'll go all the way in for the touchdown. 84-yard pass play from Dempsey to James. And Kirksville's on the board first time tonight. 17-6 with 2:44 to go.
That was just the arm of Paxton Dempsey on display. A dart, a good catch. Receiver was wide open. Looked like if he would have just kept running for the end zone, he probably would have got it, but he cut back, still broke a tackle. And, again, much needed for Kirksville.
James had a step on his defender. That Moberly defense almost caught up to him. He was able to get inside the end zone. 2:24 remaining here in the second quarter. One play, 84 yards. The extra point by Foster James. He scored all 7 points. It's up and good. 17-7. Kirksville now back down 10 with 2:24 to go in the second. Moberly gets the ball back when we get back in 30 seconds on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college or get a work-ready certificate.
Moberly's lead down to 3 with 1:01 to go here in the second quarter. Kirksville kicking off after a 7-yard pass from Dempsey to Morgan. Got into the end zone. Kirksville able to get the ball on the Moberly 8 15-yard line after a fumble on an option play by Moberly. So Gillespie kicking off from his own 40-yard line. Excuse me, this is Colin Hazen with the kick. It's a low line drive recovered by Chance Richards at the 35, trying to follow his blockers as he goes across the 40 down to the 41-yard line for Moberly. So the Spartans will take over at their own 41 with 56 seconds to go. We'll see if they try to get some extra points here with minimal time on the clock, or if they just need it to try to get into halftime.
First and 10 on their own 41-yard line.
Certainly a tough decision here by Cody McDowell. I would not blame him if they try to kneel it to limit the mistakes.
Especially with these field conditions as well. We'll see what they call for. They've still got 56 seconds. It's still plenty of time to get something going, at least get it into field position. Hayden Hopper has a good leg on him, so we'll see what they try to do.
Hand off goes to Richards up the middle. And he was brought down across midfield at the Kirksville 49. It looks like he may, Landon Graves, it looks like he may have had his knee down. He didn't think he did. He took off after being brought down, but officials say his knee was down. So that's a fresh set of downs for Moberly with 51 seconds to go. Ball at the Kirksville 48-yard line. Moberly calls a timeout. Stops the clock, their first timeout of the first half, so they have two remaining. They move the ball pretty well on that running play, so maybe we'll see them try to get into field goal position. As you mentioned, Hopper has the leg. But again, a smart move to try to get the points down. Already up 17-14. But we've seen Kirksville come back 14 unanswered points by the Tigers.
It'll be interesting to see what Cody McDowell draws up here. There's really a lot of options that you have. Maybe work in the passing game a little bit, see if your running game can continue to work. The running game has really worked all night long. The important thing is don't turn the ball over and have to stop with the careless penalties. That, as we said, a lot of those penalties came, 17-0 was the score. It seemed at the time that they had a minimal effect, but as those accumulate and Kirksville gets points on the board, now those penalties seem a little bit bigger than they did at the time.
Out of the timeout, first and 10, Moberly on the Kirksville 48-yard line, 51 seconds to go in the first half. Moberly up 17-14 as the handoff goes to Graves up the middle. This time, Kirksville ready for it. As they hit him in the backfield at the 50-yard line, a loss of two. And Moberly calls its second timeout with 44 seconds to go on the clock. We want to thank a couple more of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. D&H Automotive, Colton Steakhouse, Kirksville Brake and Muffler, all of Kirksville, First State Community Bank, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. All right, Austin, what do you do here if you're Moberly? Second and 12. Ball is at midfield. You're up 3 points with 44 seconds to go. The running game, clearly Kirksville's been ready for it. You have Stone King go to the air and either risk another fumble or maybe an interception, and we know Kirksville can make do with very minimal time.
It's a really tough play call here. I would see maybe what you can do working the passing game in, but I certainly would not get too risky here, especially with ball only at midfield.
Stone King play action. He rolls near side. Pass to Lowry. Makes the catch at the 35. Near side. Sidelines. 25. Wrapped up. Brought down out of bounds at the 22-yard line in the mud. Clock stops with 37 seconds to go. Fresh set of downs for Moberly now at the 21-yard line of Kirksville. They went through the air and they got rewarded for it as Lowry comes off the field drenched in mud. On the 28-yard pass. Clock stopped because Lowry got out of bounds with 37 seconds to go. First and 10, Moberly on the Kirksville now 22-yard line. Ball on the near hash as Moberly goes right to left. Stone King in the pistol. He's got Richards behind him. Snap, Stone King, handoff Richards up the middle. Following his blockers, cuts to the outside as he gets to the 15. Loses the ball, and it seems that he was down before he lost that ball. So clock will stop now at 29 seconds to go as Moberly calls its final timeout. It will be second down and about three on the Kirksville 15-yard line. 29 seconds to go. So you're probably at least within field goal range if you want to try Hopper out there to kick the field goal. It may be a little bit long for him, so maybe with 29 seconds, Austin, you try to pass towards the end zone?
And I certainly think you definitely want to go for a touchdown in this situation because of the storyline we've been talking about all night long, the field conditions. What could be an easy field goal for Hayden Hopper with the way this field looks and the conditions on this field, it's going to be a lot tougher for him to make what could be an easy field goal. So I think you go for points. I think you're definitely trying to get a touchdown if you're Moberly here. You'll settle for a field goal, but it's much safer. You need to go for the touchdown. You don't want to settle for a field goal attempt.
They come out on the field. It looks like their offense still out there. It will be second and three on the Kirksville 15-yard line with 29 seconds to go. Moberly up 17-14. Trying to go up two scores to end the first half. Stone King in the pistol. Walter to his left. Richards behind him. And two receivers far side. Kirksville sending six on the line of scrimmage. Stone King, snap, play action, back to pass. Goes over the middle, pass to the end zone, just out of the reach of his receiver. Devin Shannon, the intended target, and the pass was just out of his reach a little too far to bring up third down and three with 25 seconds to go.
It was a decent throw, just a little bit too high, just out of the reach of the receiver. And we'll see what Cody McDowell's got now with 25 seconds left, third and three on Kirksville's 15.
Stone King out of the huddle again in the pistol. Walter to his right. Richards behind him. One receiver on each side. Ball on the near side hash. Stone King snap, turns left, hands it off to Richards. Follows his blocker up the middle. Inside the 10, inside the 5. Brought down at the 4-yard line. Clock stops because of the first down. 18.5 seconds to go. And the official throws a flag. It looks like Kirksville may have been trying to prevent Moberly to get up. That may have triggered the penalty. But it's interesting. We'll see what these officials call.
It looked like from up here that there was a Kirksville defender holding on to the ankle of Chance Richards trying to prevent him to get up. But
and it's going against Moberly.
After the
penalty against
over,
Moberly, it's after the play.
Apparently a personal foul.
It is a personal foul against Moberly after the play was over. So this will push the Spartans back outside the 10-yard line. It is their 10th penalty of this game. Clock at 18.5 seconds still. Moberly up 17-14. They're going to push this ball all the way to the 18-yard line.
First and goal.
That is a killer. And it remains first and goal.
I'd be wrong if I said I knew what the refs saw on that, but regardless, another costly penalty for Moberly that puts him in a bad position.
Snap is high over Stone King's head, but whistles before the snap. And flags again on the field. False start on Moberly. They may have saved themselves with that false start, because if they did not, that ball was over Stone King's head. It would have been a live ball. But the play does not count because of the false start beforehand. 14.3 seconds to go. It will remain first down for Moberly, but now on the Kirksville 23-yard line, and Kirksville takes the timeout. They're going to put that clock back to 18.6 since no play was registered.
Nobody was around that football either. Had Kirksville recovered that, they might have been able to return that for a touchdown, which is the worst possible scenario if you're Moberly right now.
So now we're up to 11 Moberly penalties in this one. 18.6 seconds remain. 17-14 is Moberly's lead. They have the ball at the Kirksville 23-yard line. They had it initially at the 5, but a post-play penalty for Moberly and then a false start pushed them all the way back to the 23-yard line.
Cody McDowell looks like talking to the official right now about that call. I can't say that you can blame him, but of course none of us are on the field. We don't know what happened. We can't speculate from what happened up here. But either way, it's very costly for Moberly.
Out of the Kirksville timeout, the Moberly offense back on the field now at the Kirksville 23-yard line. Right to left go the Spartans. It's first and goal from the Kirksville 23. Stone King in the pistol. Walter to his left. Richards behind him. One receiver on each side. Play action as Stone King rolls far side. He throws far side. It's picked off by Kirksville at the 10-yard line. Out of bounds, the Tigers. Big defensive stop. 11.3 seconds to go. I believe that was Max Stewart on the interception in coverage. And Kirksville takes over with 11 seconds down 17-14 here in the first half.
Tough if you're Mobley. Definitely really tough. You seems like you've got the Kirksville defense on their heels. A couple costly penalties take you back some yards, and then to throw that interception, Kirksville looks like will probably just kneel out here to take it to the half. But definitely tough if you're Mobley.
Ball at the Kirksville 16 as Dempsey goes under center. I believe you're right. They probably will kneel. And they do. So that will send both teams to the locker room at halftime. But a tale of two different quarters. Moberly coming out hot, starting 17-0. And Kirksville coming back with 14 unanswered points to make it a three-point game at half. 17-14 is Moberly's lead. And Kirksville has whatever you would call momentum heading into halftime after an interception at the 10-yard line. So we'll take a break. We'll send it back to the studio for your halftime report. And we'll be back in a bit with some of your statistics and analysis coming up here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
New 2019 models are arriving daily at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Stop in today for a test drive. Thomas Motors also has supplier pricing on select 2018 Buick and GMC models. Like a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive, only $22,212. View their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, you're a full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
And welcome to the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. And we've got a ball game on Quicks Radio with the Spartans only up 17-14 on the Kirksville Tigers. I'm Brad with you tonight. The other two games are already headed towards second half action. And let's go ahead and bring you the scoring in those two contests. First of all, for Spartan fans, Randolph County fans listening in, wondering about Westrand. Well, the Hornets are playing from behind in the second half. Marceline got two big plays in the second quarter to lead 14-0 at halftime. Scoreless first quarter, but the Tigers get a big pass play with 8:44 to go in the second.
Phillips out of the gun, play fake, fires, middle cut, first down. Harrison, 45, 50, races 40, 35, 30, 20. Five Motors in the end zone. Touchdown.
Eric Duick with the call on 99.9. The captain, Colin Bruner, hit the extra point to make it 7-0. Tigers then got a big play on the ground with 2:07 to go until intermission.
Delayed handoff to the near side. Stallo, stiff arm up the near side. 30, 35, 40, 50. 40, 35, 30. It zooms 20. You will not catch it. Touchdown, Clayton Stala. 83 yards.
And the extra point by Bruner, good after the 83-yard gallop by Clayton Stala. 14-0, Marceline leads Westrand, and that game is now just underway in the second half. Brookfield and South Shelby, good one on Kress. We had a span of less than 2 minutes in the first quarter where we had three touchdowns. Brookfield got the first score, 10:01 to play.
Out of the pistol, takes the snap, high snap, brings it down. And the handoff coming around near side, Isard into the end zone for a touchdown for the Bulldogs. A two-yard run for Tim Isard puts Brookfield up 6-0.
J.B. Conley with a call on a Crest two-point conversion try. No good. 30 seconds after the Brookfield touchdown, Brock Wood of South Shelby had an answer.
Handoff coming to the near side, room to run. This is Wood down the near sideline to the 20, to the 10, cuts back inside, no flags. Touchdown, Brock Wood on the handoff, 76 yards for the score.
Wood then scored on a two-point conversion to make it 8-6 South Shelby. Less than a minute later, Brookfield had an answer.
Avard again out of the pistol, takes the snap, dropping back, looking to throw on second down, lofts one over the middle. He's got a receiver wide open to the 30-yard line, breaking tackle, still on his feet. This is Caster Dodd into the end zone, touchdown Bulldogs.
Two-point conversion try, no good. Brookfield up 12-8. So those three touchdowns came in a span of about a minute and 40 seconds. Stayed that way then until 5 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, looking to throw. All kinds of time by Burke, throws for the end zone, and it is caught for a touchdown. At the back of the end zone. That is Wyatt Owens with the catch.
All right, touchdown pass for South Shelby, 10-yarder to Wyatt Owens. Point after, no good. South Shelby leads Brookfield 14-12. That game is getting underway in the third quarter. Looked like Moberly was going to cruise in our game on Quicks Radio tonight as the Spartans got a stop on Kirksville's opening possession, and then the Spartans marched down the field for 7 points.
He gets the shotgun snap, rolls right, throws into the flat to Graves. He catches at the 10, has space at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Moberly. They go up 6 with 9:02 to go here in the first on a 12-yard pass to Landon Graves.
Ben with the call. The extra point good by Hopper. 7-0. And then Hayden Hopper with his first career field goal.
On to kick the field goal. This will be a 24-yarder. The lefty right through for 3.
And that made it 10-0 Moberly after one quarter of a play. Landon Graves got a touchdown on senior night in the first quarter, and another senior running back scored in the second quarter with 9:19 to play in the first half.
He was right. Walter with the handoff. First up the middle, has space. Inside the 15, one blocker to Shetty. Does it down the near side, sidelines. Touchdown, Moberly. 20-yard touchdown run by the senior, Curtis Walter.
The Hopper PAT made it 17-0. Moberly on top. But boy, how one play can change things. Kirksville gets a big play with 2:24 to go until intermission, and they dominate the last segment of the first half.
Four receivers out wide. Dempsey to pass. Heaves one. Far side, sidelines. Wide open to make the catch. Foster James, far side, sidelines. No one's going to catch up to him, and the defense for Moberly trying their best, but James cuts it back in the inside, and he'll go all the way in for the touchdown. 84-yard pass play from Dempsey to James.
And the extra point by James, good to make it 17-7. A Moberly turnover. Kirksville right back in the end zone. 7-yard pass from Dempsey to Blake Morgan to make it 17-14. Spartans threaten as they get deep into Tiger territory, but an interception with 11 seconds to go kills that scoring chance. And the Spartans settle for a 17-14 lead at the break. We're going to go ahead and take a timeout. We'll come back with your full scoreboard from the Moberly Motor Sports Desk right after this.
Boats, lawn tractors, motorcycles. Moberly Motors wants it all during our annual trade-a-thon. Our brand new facility has a lot more room on the lot than before, and we're filling it up by taking anything in trade, even if you don't buy a vehicle from us. But we think you will, because we have tons of new Fords, Lincolns, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams. 0% financing for up to 72 months is available on select models with approved credit. Plus, we have new 2018 Ford F-150s priced up to $15,000 off MSRP. On top of it all, we're guaranteeing a minimum $1,000 for your pre-owned vehicle in trade, regardless of condition. Push it, pull it, even drag it in. It's still worth at least $1,000. During Trade-A-Thon, we're taking anything in trade, from helicopters to custom choppers. So come visit our all-new facility and see why after 75 years, people are still making the money-saving drive to Moberly Motors. North Morley Street in Moberly and MoberlyMotors.com. Driven by tradition.
All right, back with you at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk. And let's run through the scores. And besides the Moberly 17-14 lead over Kirksville in the NCMC, Mexico leads Fulton 21-7 in the Highway 54 Bowl that game at halftime. Hannibal with a couple of second quarter touchdowns on top of Marshall 14-0. If Hannibal wins that game, they are the outright NCMC champions. Clarence Cannon Conference, again, our game on crest. South Shelby leads Brookfield 14-12. Monroe City, a surprisingly large margin over Clark County in a battle for first place in the CCC. Panthers up 30-8. The other two teams in that four-way logjam, Macon and Palmyra, matching up tonight. We don't have a score on that. Lewis and Clark Conference, again, our game on Kirk. Marceline leads West Rand 14-0. Schuyler County leads Paris 22-6. Scotland County on top of Harrisburg 34-6. And that game is at the half. No score on the Fayette and Salisbury game. In the Eastern Missouri Conference, North Callaway at halftime only leading Mark Twain 14-12. T-Birds have only lost once. Carl Asbury, Moberly graduate, his Tiger team hanging tough. Montgomery County leads Van Farr Community 24-0. South Callaway over Wright City 27-14. We understand the lights went out at that football field. In the Tri-County Conference, Blair Oaks over School of the Osage 35-7. Southern Boone, the team that's trailing Moberly in the district standings, leads California 48-0. Boonville at the half on top of Hallsville 17-6. Versailles leading Eldon 19-18 at halftime. In the Grand River Conference, Trenton on top of Polo 17-14. Gallatin leads Princeton 7-0. We do not have a score on Milan, South Shelby, or Maysville, Putnam County. In the Midland Empire Conference, Chillicothe trails Bishop LeBlanc 19-18. Some non-conference action. At the half, Centralia leads West Hancock, Illinois 27-0. Jefferson City leads Battle 14-7 at the half. Helias on top of Rockbridge 14-10 second quarter. No score, Hickman and Truman. And in the Highway 6 matchup tonight in Lewis County, Highland leads Knox County by a score of 14-0. Eight-man football tonight. North Shelby is in Illinois to play Milford Cisna Park. What else can we tell you? The Dodgers and the Brewers are tied up. Check that. The Brewers have just scored. And after three innings of play, Milwaukee on top of the Dodgers, 2-1, game one of the National League Championship Series. One district championship softball game has been decided. Pilot Grove beat Jamestown 6-2, so the CAC champs moving on to the state brackets for the second year in a row. Some other games postponed by the wet weather today. The Class 1 semifinals at La Plata will be played tomorrow along with the championship game. So La Plata and Bergier will start at 1 o'clock, then Schuyler County and Atlanta at 3. The winners will then turn around and play in the championship game at 5:30. The Silex and Clopton championship game at Community R6 postponed until Monday at 5. The Bowling Green Van Farr Class 2 championship game at Bowling Green postponed until tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And that is going to do it from the Moberly Motor Sports Desk. After our game on Crest, I'll be hosting the End Zone show tonight. We'll get you all the scores, bring you highlights, and we'll have post-game interviews with area coaches. We'll send it back to Ben and Austin for second half action right after this.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
WeatherTech floor liners are laser measured to fit your vehicle's front, back, and even up the sides of your vehicle's footwells. WeatherTech floor liners protect your vehicle from the elements you bring with you every time you get in your car. KB Tire and Auto can order the perfect liner, designed and built for your car, truck, or van. Call KB Tire and Auto today at 263-7500. Check out KB Tire on Facebook.
Daring to step out as an entrepreneur is exciting and a little scary. Your dream is to serve your own customers, your community, and to create jobs that help support families. That is why it is so important to find a financial partner that will give you the support you need to keep doing what you do best.
Because at the end of the day, success means something different to everyone. And together, we can help you achieve yours.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
When was the last time your family enjoyed excellent service in an atmosphere reminiscent of the American West? At Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Kirksville, we bring the Old West alive by serving the juiciest, most tender steaks around, along with our melt-in-your-mouth homemade yeast rolls. Colton Steakhouse and Grill is known for the best steaks west of the Mississippi, so come on in and see for yourself at Colton Steakhouse and Grill, located on Highway 63 at the south end of Kirksville.
Time of the Moberly Kirksville football game. Moberly up 17-14. Ben Wittenstein and Austin Ward with you here on Quicks. We're online at centralmoinfo.com. Waiting for the team to come back on the field to warm up for the second half. And what a first half it was, Austin. It looked like Moberly was going to be able to run away with it. 17-0. Kirksville comes back, scores 14 unanswered points, all in the last 3 minutes of the second quarter. Before we get to the stats, just what are your general thoughts from that first half?
It's really just, it was a tide turn. Kirksville right now has all the momentum that you can possibly have. They score 14 unanswered, all 14. Comes in 2 minutes and 24 seconds. You get an interception to end the half after Moberly was driving against you. Just everything is rolling right now for Kirksville. And if you're Moberly, your offense has got to get working. Your defense has got to get some stops, obviously. But the big thing is you have to stop the careless penalties. If the careless penalties for Moberly don't stop in this second half, they won't be able to win this game. And that's got to be Cody McDowell's main point at halftime right now, is stop with the careless penalties.
And that is the interesting thing, is this game may be 24-0 if those penalties don't happen. And we probably see Moberly score to end the first half if those penalties don't happen. So as you said, it's been penalties killing the Spartans 11 in that first half. And it was brutal. I'm sure if you're a Spartans fan and you're seeing your team get so close to the end zone inside the 15 and the 10, and you continue to make bad mistakes pre-snap or even after the snap, where those officials called post-snap penalty or post-play penalties, it was certainly tough for Moberly to try to get any coherent drive going together. Let's take a look at the first half stats, Austin. Let's start with Kirksville.
For Paxton Dempsey, 6 for 11, 120 yards, 2 touchdowns, but keep in mind about 94 of those yards and both touchdowns came in the last 2:24 of that second half. So throughout the most of the game, a nice job by the Moberly defense to contain them. Really good job containing the run game. Colton Gillespie has 5 rushes for 5 yards. Blake Morgan has 1 7-yard touchdown run. Braden Cam has 4 rushes for 7 yards. Receiving-wise, Tanner Lane has 4 receptions for 29 yards. Blake Morgan also has 7-yard receiving touchdown. Yeah, that was the receiving touchdown. And then Foster James had that big 84-yard receiving touchdowns for Moberly. Tough night thus far for Dominic Stoneking. He's 3 for 10, 56 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. But how about the running game for Moberly? As a team, 215 first-half rushing yards for Moberly, 55 on 7 rushes from Landon Graves, 97 on 8 from Chance Richards, 26 yards on 3 rushes and a touchdown for Curtis Walter, 11 yards on 2 rushes for Jared Kinder, also 11 yards on 2 rushes from Cameron Lowry, and 15 yards on 3 rushes by Dominic Stoneking. The receiving game, 28 yards by Cameron Lowry on 1 reception and 28 yards and a touchdown on 2 receptions by Landon Graves.
I want to thank a few of our sponsors as well for helping make this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent.
Tim Jeffries, CPA, AK's Guns and Ammo, CNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, all of Moberly, D&H Automotive, Colton Steakhouse, Kirksville Brake and Muffler, those three are all of Kirksville, First State Community Bank, Patricia's Sewing Room of Huntsville, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College, Macon Healthcare Center of Macon, and Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. All right, Austin, if you're Moberly right now, heading into the second half, you're up three. You're going to get the ball to start the third quarter as well because you deferred the original coin toss. What's kind of your game plan to try to hold on to this three-point lead and extend it and keep it?
It sounds simple and cliche, but you almost have to put points on the board right out of the gate if you're Moberly. Kirksville, as we've said, they're rolling right now, 14 points in the last 2:24 of the second half, a big interception to cap off those 14 points. And right now you just need to stunt Kirksville's momentum somehow. The only effective way to do that is to put points on the board right off the bat. It's going to be big and a huge tide turn if Moberly can do that. And if Kirksville can get a stop, anything can happen.
We've already seen Kirksville get a stop on the defensive side, and we've seen them throw 84 yards for a touchdown pass in one play. We'll take a quick break here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com and be back with kickoff for the second half. 17-14 is the Moberly lead over Kirksville here on Quicks.
New 2019 models are arriving daily at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Stop in today for a test drive. Thomas Motors also has supplier pricing on select 2018 Buick and GMC models. Like a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive, only $22,212. View their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, you're a full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout, or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twists, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at dominoes.com.
Daring to step out as an entrepreneur is exciting and a little scary. Your dream is to serve your own customers, your community, and to create jobs that help support families. That is why it is so important to find a financial partner that will give you the support you need to keep doing what you do best.
Because at the end of the day, success means something different to everyone. And together, we can help you achieve yours.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal, everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto, for glass, 263-7500.
Back here at Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium on Information Radio Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me getting sent for half number two. We've got, about 80 seconds until we start up, and the Moberly football team huddled by the end zone and assuming talking to their head coach, Cody McDowell, trying to discuss how to maintain this three-point lead, 17-14, after giving up 14 unanswered points. This is going to be an interesting second half for both teams. It will be Moberly who will be returning as they kicked off to start this game as well. So that, Austin, has got to give them a little bit of an advantage going in, especially they get the ball first, an opportunity to extend their lead instead of trying to defend it with Kirksville getting the ball first.
Especially with as hot as Kirksville is right now at this current point in the game, the last thing you want for Moberly is for Kirksville to get the ball. So with that said, you got to take care of the penalties. Can't turn the ball over. Just got to work your football. Work what you did in that first quarter and a half, and exactly opposite of what you did in the final 3 minutes or so of that second half.
I think that's a pretty good game plan right there. Since 1986, these two teams have been meeting. They've been meeting longer than that, but our records at Crest go down, and Moberly is winning the series 19-14 since 1986. Kirksville 2-13 in their last 15 years against the Spartans. The Spartans have done a tremendous job of playing this Kirksville team, at least within the last decade and a half. Moberly won 11 in a row from 2005 to 2015, and it was Kirksville who really dominated most of the 90s, winning 9 in a row from 1994 to 2012. So both these teams have flip-flopped a little bit in terms of who's been dominating, but it's really been Moberly who's won the last couple. And as we said, they really did dominate the mid-2000s and the early 2010s. Well, we're about to get set for half number two. Kirksville, like we said, will be kicking off to Moberly. Moberly wearing their home blue uniforms, blue pants, white lettering, and white helmet. Kirksville in their visiting white uniforms, black and orange pants, and white helmet. Colin Hazen kicks off. It's a short kick, lands at the 30. Chance Richard picks it up, and he has some space up the middle of the field. Gets down to the 40, across the 40, spins, and brought down at the 43-yard line. We see these field conditions still, Austin, are going to be a problem for both teams. It's been muddy. It's been wet out there. It's cold as well, about 35 degrees. But now we've seen them through a whole first half. They're probably a little bit more used to these conditions.
And I think that's good for both teams. Both teams are going to come out a little bit more aggressive than they did in the first half. Certainly played a role, but now they see what they've got. And on that kickoff, certainly played a big role. The most distinct puddle on the field right now. The ball rolled right into it, stopped the momentum of the ball. Might have given Moberly some extra yards.
It's going to be first and 10 from their own 43. Up the middle is Richards. He gets across the 45 to the 48-yard line. Five-yard carry by the senior to bring up second and 5.
And that's all Moberly needs to do right now, just pick up those small chunks of yards. You had 215 rushing yards in the first half. Just keep rolling with what's been working. Get small yards. You don't need big explosive plays. Just work the field, and good things will come.
Richards now over 100 yards on the night, 102 yards on 9 carries. Stoneking keeps it himself, this time up the middle, escapes a tackle at the line of scrimmage, gets across midfield, spins out of another tackle to the near side, now down to the 47. The Kirksville defense finally able to hound him, and there's a little extracurricular activities going on with Stone King. He was not able to be brought down. He stayed on his feet, and they had to blow the whistle because it wasn't going forward.
And there's a flag on the play I didn't see. I'm not sure what the flag would have been, but
it looks like Moberly's Tyler Webb, his helmet flew off in the middle of that play. And again, officials conferring. It will go against Moberly. Another penalty. That will be the 12th penalty against Moberly, and they have really been killing themselves tonight with those. That is number 12. As we said, they had 11 in the first half, so this ball moving all the way back inside Moberly territory, and it will be down to the 35 yard line of Moberly. Legal hands downfield is the official call. Moberly fans clearly not happy on that one.
Moberly fans not happy with the call. Cody McDowell's not happy with the call. You really can't blame them. But regardless, another costly penalty for Moberly that just keeps accumulating throughout the course of this game, and it's got to be cleaned up.
11:09, 51 seconds here into the third quarter. Moberly 17-14 over Kirksville. It will be second down and long for them at their own 35-yard line. Second and 20 going right to left. First down marker in Kirksville territory at the Kirksville 49. Stone King, pistol, high snap, gets it, turns to his right, hands it off to Richards as he goes up the middle for a couple of yards. Across the 35, down to about the 38-yard line for a gain of 3.
Put that in perspective, Ben, had that penalty not occurred, that same play would have put him at about Kirksville's 45 with a fresh set of downs.
And that's how you're going to have to start looking at this game, especially with Moberly now playing with fire up 3, 17-14. They're no longer up 17-0 and can kind of brush off those penalties. Every snap matters now, only up 3 with 10:25 to go in the third quarter. Moberly has 3rd and 14 from their own 39-yard line. Moving right to left is Stone King's in the pistol. He's got Richards to his left, fakes the handoff to Richards, gives it to Graves. He bursts up the middle, Gets down to about the 45-yard line on a 6-yard carry. Not good enough for the first down. That'll bring up fourth down and about eight, and Moberly's punting team out. Kirksville does its job on the first drive of the game. They force a Moberly punt.
And some emotion certainly starting to get in this game. You see a lot of some after-play contact going on with both teams, but something to monitor. The emotions are going to start getting into this game. Kirksville's about to get the ball down three with a chance to take the lead.
Stone King punting from his own 30-yard line on fourth and seven from his own 45 with 9.5 to go in the third. It's a low snap. Stone King corrals in, and it's a high spiral punt that will land at about the 30-yard line and take one bounce Moberly's direction down to the 29. And that's where Kirksville will start its first drive of the game, down 17-14, 9:21 to go here in the third quarter. In Austin, this is the time Kirksville, I'm sure, has been waiting for all halftime long to get an opportunity to go up in this game. We saw an 84-yard touchdown pass in the first half. We know how dangerous the Tigers can be through the air. I'm expecting to probably see that on this drive.
And they've really got the Moberly defense exactly where they want them. The 14 points in 2 minutes and 24 seconds, you really just put a little bit of doubt in Moberly's head. And that's all you really need is that mindset game. And Paxton Dempsey looked really good to close out that first half.
Tigers start going left to right on your radio dial. First and 10 on their own 29-yard line. Dempsey is in the gun. He's got Cam to his right and two receivers on each side. Handoff goes to Cam as he sprints far side. Still in the backfield. Moberly, good defense, catches up to him and brings him down for the loss. On the tackle, Jackson Miller, the sophomore. And that Moberly defensive line ready for the run.
Interesting to see Kirksville go run right out of the half. Maybe try to catch Moberly off guard a little bit with how good the passing game looked towards the end of that first half. But good job by the defensive front of Moberly. Again, wrapped him up in the backfield. And now you've got second down and 12.
Loss of two on the run, 8:50 to go in the third. Kirksville has second and 12 on their own 27. Ball on the far side hash. Dempsey in the gun. This time he hands it off to Cam again. Nowhere to go for the senior. He's brought down at the 25-yard line. Another loss of yards. Give him a loss of two to bring up third down and 14. And that Moberly defense came out in the second half ready to play.
Two straight stops of negative yardage. You have to think Patrick Dempsey's going to air it out here, so we'll see what the secondary's got in score for them. And we'll see what the play call is for Kirksville as well.
Third and 15, Moberly, one safety back. Dempsey to pass, heaves it up the seam. He's got a receiver, overthrows him at midfield.
That was just a simple overthrow. The Kirksville receiver dove for it, but way out of the reach of him. Just too strong of a throw for Patrick Dempsey.
Caden Motley, the intended receiver, the 6'2 freshman. He's a young player, but he's got the size at 6'2. And that'll bring up fourth and 15 for Kirksville from their own 25-yard line. They're going to punt it off as Colton Gillespie, the punter, standing at his own 15.
That was a much-needed stop, this Moberly defense, too.
Lowry to receive. It's a end-over-end punt. Lowry backs up at his own 40, receives at the 35. Returns it, has some space at midfield, has room to run up the middle of the field, trying to cut it to the far sideline. And he's brought down at the 42-yard line, say, of Kirksville. Good return by Lowry. He now has it in Kirksville territory.
Good speed, good footwork, and really just on his toes for the majority of that return. Really good return. And now Moberly's got in good field position. You have to think they want to cash in with points here.
So let's say this ball is on the Kirksville 41 now. They gave Lowry that extra yard. 8 minutes to go here in the third, 17-14. Moberly's lead. They have the ball in the Kirksville 41. Great field position for the Spartans as Stone King starts in a pistol. He's got Walter to his left and Richards behind him. Snap goes to Stone King, turns left and hands it off to his running back. This one is Jarrett Kinder. He goes down second down and six for the four-yard carry. Excuse me, Jarrett Kinder. Inside the 40 now, down to the 38-yard line on the 3-yard run. Kinder now 14 yards on 3 carries with 7.5 to go here in the third. Moberly up 17-14. It's second down and 7. Stone King in the pistol. Kinder behind him and Walter to his left, and one receiver near side. Snap goes to Stone King. He turns right, hands it off to Kinder to Kirksville. Defensive line all over Kinder as he tried to go off tackle right and brings him down around the 40-yard line. They forced him back. We'll see where these officials spot this ball. I think they're not going to give him anything. No gain to bring up third and seven.
Kirksville, this defensive front of Kirksville is definitely certainly doing a better job on this possession than the last possession. Mobley pretty easy to run the ball on that first possession of this second half, but much tougher to go. And we may need to see the arm of Dominic Stone King in order to get this first down.
Seeing both these teams going against their adjustments. Third and eight with 6:45 to go. Stone King hands it off to Walter, trying to escape a tackle in the backfield, but he's brought down at the 48-yard line. What a move. Nick Long, one of the Kirksville, or excuse me, not Nick Long, that is Bowen Davis, one of the men on the tackle, along with Keith Davis. And that will be a huge loss for Moberly to bring up fourth down.
Good read by Kirksville after the running game. Worked pretty well in that first possession. They come out in the second possession. Kirksville all over it. Good stops. And now they're going to get the ball with a chance to take a lead again.
Fourth and 16, and they will punt. Ball on the Kirksville 46. Dunking and ice, end over end. Punt, Morgan back to receive at the 20, and he steps out of the way as it takes a Moberly bounce all the way down to the 12-yard line. And that's where Kirksville will start at their own 12 with 5:57 remaining here in the third. Moberly up 17-14, and another chance, Austin, for Kirksville to be able to put some points on the board and take its first lead of the game.
And a really good stop from the Kirksville defense on that last drive continues that momentum swing for Kirksville. And as we've said, this defensive front did well of Moberly in that first possession. We have to think Paxton Dempsey may air it out a little bit on this drive, see what can happen.
Dempsey 6-for-12, 120 yards and 2 touchdowns so far. He starts at his own 12-yard line. First and 10 for Kirksville, moving left to right. Dempsey's in the gun. Got Morgan to his left. Morgan gets the fake pat, the fake run and the throw. Goes up the middle to about the 25-yard line. Morgan makes the catch out of the backfield. That'll be a first down. Kirksville moves the chains with 5:50 to go here in the third. So first and 10, Kirksville on their own 25-yard line. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. Kirksville down 17-14. Dempsey starts in the gun. Morgan spread out on the far side and two receivers near side. Cam the running back. Morgan in motion. Dempsey snap, rolls left, stops and fires downfield. He's got lane, makes the catch at the 35, struggles to get across the 40 and finally tackled at the 43-yard line.
Nice job to find the open receiver by Paxton Dempsey.
18-yard pass.
It was Tanner Lane on the reception. No one around him. A little bit of missed coverage from Moberly, but a good completion for Kirksville. Continue to march down the field. Just need short yardage, move the sticks, and that's what Kirksville did.
First and 10 on their own 43. Hand off to Cam up the middle, trying to break to the outside. Moberly defense right there to stop him in his tracks at the 45-yard line, but a flag flies again, and it flew mid-play. And Moberly defense right there to put Cam on his back.
That defensive front has been good all game long.
And it will be a penalty against Moberly. Face mask, I believe, is what they called as they move this ball into Moberly territory, deep inside Moberly territory, down to the Moberly 40-yard line.
You have to question at some point, what is it going to take for these just careless penalties to stop? It's just they've been shooting themselves in the foot with these penalties all game long, and now Kirksville has the ball first down on Moberly's 40-yard line. It's just got to stop if you're Moberly.
Officials discussing something here at midfield. Dempsey now 138 yards through the air, 7-for-13, and 2 scores. And then unsportsmanlike conduct on Moberly. And that adds on to the face mask. So this ball will move all the way to the 25-yard line.
It's inexcusable. It really is just... You can't have this stuff happen. And now Kirksville's just easily first down, Moberly's 25-yard line. It just can't happen.
They've moved this ball 35 yards in just 2 penalties. So first and 10, Kirksville on the Moberly 25. And they try to run it with Cam. He's wrapped up in the backfield and brought down by Chance Richards at the 28-yard line. A loss of 2 or 3, depending on where they spot this. But, man, Austin, that has to make Spartans fans frustrated. And having those penalties.
An important thing to keep in mind if you're this Mobley defense. Your emotions are certainly high right now. But if you get stops, you have to control those emotions, because more careless penalties is absolutely the last thing you need right now. Control your emotions, play your game, and good things can happen. This defensive front has been good all game long.
Second and 12 from the Moberly 27. 4.5 to go in the third. Dempsey pass over the middle. Wide open lane at the 20. He has space down the far side at the 15. Wrapped up by the ankles and tackled inside the 15-yard line by Curtis Walter. That'll be a first down by Kirksville as they move the chains. Now in the red zone with 4:20 to go, down 17-14. Kirksville trying to pull its first lead of the game here on this drive.
Another good job by Lane just to find the open field again. Nobody near him when he caught that ball. Just nice move the sticks, and this Kirksville offense just keeps rolling through.
151 yards passing now by Dempsey. Shotgun snap on first down. He lasers it over the middle, and that falls incomplete. Will Smothers, nice coverage there by the senior to get his hand in front of it.
He got his hand through, that pass away. It was really good coverage by Will Smothers.
Knocks it incomplete to bring up second and 10 from the Moberly 13-yard line. 4:07 to go here in the third. Moberly up 17-14. Kirksville trying to change that here. Dempsey now in the gun. Cam to his right. Two receivers on each side. Moberly showing four down linemen. Morgan in motion to the near side. Dempsey shotgun snap. Eyes downfield, rolls right. Throws into the flat to Morgan near side at the 10. Makes a move to the 5. Going towards the end zone, wrapped behind by Smothers, but Morgan falls forward for the touchdown. 13-yard touchdown reception touchdown by Blake Morgan, and Kirksville pulls ahead.
He broke some tackles, got into the end zone, broke probably two or three tackles right at the end of that play, and found a way to get into the end zone. It's a good play call and good play execution by the Tigers.
3:58 remaining here in the third. Kirksville up 3 and trying to go up 4 with this extra point. Nice move by Blake Morgan to get to the end zone. Made a couple defenders miss. Janes, the extra point. The kick is up. Right down the middle, it's good. 21-17. Kirksville now up 4 with 3:58 to go in the third. Moberly gets the ball back when we come back. In 30 seconds on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Does your car or truck need attention before winter arrives? Are you looking for a dependable and honest place to take your vehicle? Look no further. D&H Automotive in Kirksville is here for all your automotive needs. From brakes, batteries, tires, state inspections, oil changes, transmission services, tune-ups, shocks and struts, computer diagnostics, and competing with competitor prices. Call for an appointment today at 660-665-8542 or stop by D&H Automotive at 1201 East Janeway in Kirksville, where honesty takes your car further. Go Tigers!
You're at Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium, Kirksville. It's first lead of the game with 3:58 to go in the third. 21-17 over Moberly. Ben Wittenstein with you. Austin Ward next to me here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Moberly in its first deficit of the night tonight. They will get a chance, though, to try to pull ahead as they get this kickoff here. As kicking off for Kirksville, Colin Hazen, the 6'4 senior from his own 40-yard line. Lots on Moberly's mind now as they try to come back. Hazen, slow run up to the ball, right-footed kicker, and it goes to about the 20-yard line. Lowry on the reception to the 35, wrapped up and tackled at the 37-yard line. James Coleman on the tackle for Kirksville, and the Spartans start with decent field position now, and they're going to spot the ball at about the 37-yard line.
And if you're Moberly, at this point, you definitely want to get points on the board now. Kirksville is rolling. Their defense has improved from the start of this half, and looks like he was in there.
An official's timeout, because down on the field is Colin Hazen. He's favoring his right leg as he's pointing to it, trying to get up as the Moberly training staff is attending to him. He seems to get up under his own power, but certainly favoring that right leg. We let him get acclimated with the training crew. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Thomas Motors, your full-line GM dealer. John Cochran with Valentine Insurance. KB Tire and Auto. Domino's Pizza. PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent. And Tim Jeffries, CPA. Moberly will have first and 10 on their own 37-yard line. They're moving right to left on your radio dial. Ball placed on the near side hash. Moberly now down first time tonight, 21-17, 3:53 to go in the third. So, Austin, plenty of time for Moberly to come back. No need to rush anything. But they've had trouble scoring ever since that first quarter. Stone King in the pistol. Fakes the handoff, and he rolls far side. Keeps it himself off tackle right. Across the 40 to the 45, where he's brought down. Gain of about 8 to bring up second down and 2. A nice run by the sophomore quarterback, Dominic Stone King, to keep it himself.
And those are good chunky yardage that Moberly's going to want to use from this offense to get back in the lead. They're not an explosive offense. They're not going to put a lot of big plays together, but they're really good at getting just these small chunks of yardage. And if you just can put them together, keep moving the sticks down the field, that's how you're going to get back into the lead in this game.
Second and 2 from their own 45. 3:15 to go in the third. Moberly down 4. Stone King pistol snap, turns right and hands it off to Richards. He bursts up the middle, gets a couple yards, probably the first down as well, down to the 47. He needed 2, and he got exactly 2, so a fresh set of downs coming Moberly's way. That's a good way to start the drive here, down 4.
Chance Richards is just the perfect power back to use in those situations. You need 2 yards, hand it off to Chance Richards. 8 or 9 times out of 10, he's probably going to get it. He's just such a powerful back, so hard to take down. It really just wreaks havoc on any defense that he faces.
First and 10 from their own 48. Under 3 now to go in the third. Stone King in the pistol. He's got Richards behind him. Fakes the handoff, pitches it near side as he's got Andrew Galaski. Make that Landon Graves. Jersey's all covered in mud right now with how bad the field conditions are, and Graves gets a couple of yards down to the 49-yard line. Gain of 1 to bring up 2nd and 9.
All you got to do to see how bad these field conditions are is just look at the unis of Kirksville. They are supposed to be white uniforms, and the majority of them are far from white.
2nd and 9 from their own 49. Clock at 2:15 now as Stone King comes out in the pistol. Graves behind him. One receiver near side, one far. Handoff goes to Richards. Up the middle he goes. Got a couple yards across midfield down to the Kirksville 45-yard line.
It took 4 Kirksville defenders to take Chance Richards down. He's just such a powerful back, so hard to take down.
Gain of 6.
3rd and 3, so we'll see if they go to him again.
1:45 to go here in the third, and clock certainly running plenty with Moberly running the ball. Richards, 12 carries, 113 yards tonight. He's coming off his first 100-yard game this season against Hannibal. He ran for 102 yards, so second time in a row Richards has gotten 100 yards this season. 3rd and 3, handoff Graves, sweeps far side, cuts it back up the middle. At the 45-yard line, down to the 43. I don't think this will be good enough for the first down. They needed 3. They got 2. And that'll bring up 4th and 1 for Moberly with 65 seconds to go here in the third quarter, down 21-17.
Looks like it's a little bit less than a full yard. To be very surprised if Moberly doesn't go for it here, and it looks like that's what they're going to do.
Moberly going for it. 4th and 1 on the Kirksville 48-yard line. 43-yard line, and a whistle and a timeout called by Kirksville. So we'll take that timeout with him. 4th and 1 for Moberly on the Kirksville 43-yard line. 51 seconds to go in the third. Kirksville up 21-17 here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Let's remain here in the third, 21-17, Kirksville's lead over Moberly. Moberly has the ball on 4th and 1 from the Kirksville 43-yard line. Big possession here for both teams as Stone King goes under center. in the I formation. Snap. Stone King turns right, hands it off to Richards. Up the middle, gets the first down and a lot more at the 35-yard line. Brought down, and they're going to say at the 34, 14-yard carry by the senior Richards. Gets the first down, and Moberly now pretty squarely in Kirksville territory.
And I just mentioned it, Chance Richards. It's almost a sure thing. He's a safe bet to give the ball to in a short yardage situation. Just such a powerful runner, so hard to take down. And there's a flag on the play.
And this one looks like it is going against Kirksville. I'm sure the Moberly fans happy about that one. That is the first penalty against Kirksville probably since the beginning of the second quarter, I want to say.
It's been a really long time, especially towards the start of this game. Both teams really riddled with penalties, and it was an unsportsmanlike call on Kirksville. And that's like I've said for when Moberly was on defense. Emotions are going to start running high on this game, but for both teams, you have to keep those emotions in check, or you're really going to put your team in a bad position.
So Moberly now down to the Kirksville 19-yard line. First and 10 for the Spartans, 47 seconds to go in the third, down 21-17. Stone King pistol, high snap, can't corral it, ball loose. Kirksville picks it up, and they recover the fumble. They recover it at the 32-yard line. Paxton Dempsey on the recovery. And Kirksville takes over with 44 seconds to go, already up 21-17.
It went off the fingertips of Dominic Stone King, ricocheted off the helmet of Landon Graves, and right into the hands of Paxton Dempsey. That is just a tough break if you're Moberly.
And we talked about the field conditions out there. That ball, I'm sure, is wet and muddy. But really, I don't know, can you use that as an excuse? Both teams playing with the same football. That is a tough break for the Spartans.
It's tough. It's certainly tough. And now Kirksville has got a shot to put this game out of reach. They can make this a two-possession game with this drive as there's less than 45 seconds to go in this third quarter.
21-17, Kirksville's lead, and it's ball at their own 33 going left to right. First and 10. Dempsey shotgun snap, hands it off to Cam, weaving his way up the middle, gets down to the 36-yard line. Gain of 3 for the senior. That'll bring up second down and 7 with 33 and ticking left in the third quarter. Big defensive opportunity here for Moberly. Already down 4. I don't know if they can risk going down anymore since their offense has completely stalled since the first quarter. And with the game clock at 15 and the play clock at 17, Kirksville looks like they may just let this third quarter clock wind down. And why not? When you're up, you want to use as much clock as possible. So it'll be second down and 6 for Kirksville on their own 36-yard line when we get back. They have the 21-17 lead here at Moberly. Big fourth quarter coming up here on Quicks or online at centralmoinfo.com. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Howdy, cowpokes. You know that feeling when you finish a long, hard ride and you're covered in dust and all you can think about is relaxing back at the bunkhouse? It's times like that that make you glad you heard about Valentine Insurance Agency. They give you one less thing to worry about, because you know the bunkhouse is protected by the right insurance plan. Plus, they can protect your vehicles, life, health, and more. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Second and 6 at their own 36-yard line. They lead 21-17 in the handoff for Kirksville down to the far side across the 40-yard line. Down to the 41 for Blake Morgan. That'll give Kirksville a first down as they move the chains to start quarter number 4. Already up 4. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward next to me. And Austin, this is a big defensive stand for Moberly coming up.
Huge. You definitely do not want Kirksville to make this a two-possession game if you're Moberly. You got to watch the penalties. The defensive front has played good for the majority of the night. The secondary a little off, but again, Paxton Dempsey is a great quarterback for Kirksville.
Dempsey in the gun on first and 10 from their own 42. It's an end around for Kirksville to Matt Williams, and he's trying to turn the corner, but the Moberly defense strings him out at the 44-yard line. A gain of maybe one for Kirksville to bring up second and nine on their own 43-yard line.
It was a good job to stay on him if you're Moberly. It looked like Landgraves had him in the backfield, but just missed the tackle, went a little wide. But a nice job to still wrap him up. Only allow 1 yard.
Ball placed on the near side hash as the entirety of Kirksville's team looking towards the sidelines. Their head coach, Conrad Schottel, giving them instructions. The former Truman State quarterback back from 2011 to 2014. Under 11 minutes to go. Kirksville up 4, second and 9 from its own 44. Williams in motion. Dempsey shotgun snap to pass. Lasers it far side lane with the catch of first down and more. 35-30 down the far sideline at the 20-yard line where he's angled out of bounds. Huge pass and catch for Kirksville down inside the Moberly red zone with 10:42 remaining.
And we've seen Lane just take hold of the secondary all night long. That's about the third or fourth pass this game. There's just been absolutely no one around him. And a nice job by him and just blown coverage from Moberly.
36-yard pass. From Dempsey to Lane. First and 10 for Kirksville on the Moberly 20-yard line. Dempsey in the gun. Sends a man in motion near side, fakes the end around and turns to his right, hands it off to Morgan. Spins up the middle of the field and gets a couple yards and a little bit more as he falls forward inside the 15. Down to the 14-yard line. Again, a 6 for the senior to bring up second down and 4 with 10.5 to go.
Nice job. Looked like he was going to be stopped with only about 2 or 3 yards gained, but he broke some tackles, kept moving forward, and ended up getting 6 out of it.
Morgan now, 3 carries, 21 yards. Clock at 10:10 here in the game. 21-17, Kirksville's lead. They're driving on Moberly 2nd and 3 on the Moberly 13-yard line. Dempsey in the gun, Morgan to his left. He's got one receiver on the near side, 2 on the far. One receiver in motion, fakes the end round again. Morgan up the gut, has room to go. Bounces to the outside, inside the 10, wrapped up from behind at the 6 or 7-yard line. Good enough for the first down. It'll be first and goal at the Moberly 5 for Kirksville.
And Kirksville has this Moberly defense exactly where they want them. They just have no answer for Kirksville right now. And they're running it down their throat. They're passing. They're getting open on the coverage. Just everything working for this Kirksville offense right now.
8-yard carry by Morgan. Now he's 29 yards on the ground. First and goal on the Moberly 5. Kirksville up 4 with 9.5 to go in the game. Dempsey, shotgun. He's got Morgan to his left. Shotgun snap. Dempsey again. Hands it off to Morgan, trying to find a hole off tackle right into the end zone. He goes. Touchdown, Kirksville. They go up 27-17 with 9:29 to go in the fourth quarter.
Just more explosive offense from Kirksville. Everything working for them. And they're just driving it down this Moberly defense gut.
It's pretty astounding how alive this Kirksville offense has become in the end of the second quarter and all the way through now, quarter number 3 and into the fourth. They have just done a tremendous job now, scoring 27 unanswered points. In to kick the extra point, Foster James. And the righty boots it up, and it's clean in the middle of the uprights. 28-17, Kirksville's lead with 9:29 to go here in the fourth. Moberly gets the ball back with an opportunity to score here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Hi, this is Tim Jeffries, CPA. Bill Cruzy and I are proud supporters of the Moberly Spartans. Bill and I encourage you to get out and support these fine young athletes. When in need of tax, bookkeeping, payroll, or accounting services, please contact Bill or Tim at 263-9266 or my office located at 549 West Coates in Moberly. CPAs are the only licensed accountants in Missouri. Let the team at Tim Jeffries CPA LLC go to work for you. Support all our area students, athletes, and their teams and schools. Go Spartans!
Back here at Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium, Kirksville, 28 unanswered points to go up 28-17 on Moberly with 9:29 to go in the game. A line drive kick falls dead at the 25-yard line. Lowry picks it up, juking his way to the 35-yard line, down at the 36. And that's where the Spartans will start their drive, already down 11. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward with me. And Austin, this has been tough if you're a Spartans fan to see the way Kirksville has come back to take a pretty decent lead. Offensively, what does this team need to do?
At this point, it's one of those situations where throughout the course of this second half, it has been one of those situations of where it would be really nice for Moberly to get a score right now, but it's at that point of the game. Moberly really needs a score on this possession to stay in this game, especially with how good Kirksville's offense has looked.
First and 10 for Moberly on their own 37, left to right. Stone King shotgun snap. It's an option near side. He pitches it to Walter. Nowhere to go for the senior. Knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Kirksville defense fast and tough there. Copeland, one of the Kirksville men on the tackle. And that'll be a loss of two to bring up second and 12 for Moberly. Certainly not the direction they want to be going right now.
And again, a nice job by this Kirksville defense. They have also stepped up along with the Kirksville offense. Defense has played very well since that stretch of 2:24 in the first half.
Second and 12, approaching 9 minutes to go in this one. Moberly down 28-17. They have the ball at their own 35. Handoff up the middle. Has some space across the 45. Landon Graves inside Kirksville territory down to the 44-yard line. A nice run by the senior to get Moberly some life.
Really good run. He caught a good block. It looked like he caught his own player by the hip that tripped him up a little bit. Had he cut in on that block a little bit more, it might have went all the way to the end for a touchdown. But regardless, a much-needed first down, and they're into Kirksville territory. Much-needed play from Moberly.
21 yards on the carry by Graves. He now has 83 yards on the ground on 9 carries. First and 10, Moberly at the Kirksville 44. Stone King, pistol snap. Turns to his right, hands it off to Walter. Breaks a tackle at the 40 on the near sideline. Down to the 30, angled out of bounds. At about the 30-yard line, a 14-yard carry by Curtis Walter. And another first down from Moberly.
And just continue to move the sticks, move the change, get these first downs. Control the turnovers. You don't want to turn the ball over. Control the costly penalties. Right now, Moberly's offense is looking good. They want to keep doing exactly what they're doing.
Walter now at 40 yards on 4 carries, and he has a touchdown as well. Fresh set of downs for the Spartans with 8.5 to go in the game, down 11 at the Kirksville 30-yard line left to right. Stone King in the pistol. Gets the snap, hands it off to Graves, off tackle right, escapes the tackle at the 30 and stumbles forward down to the 27-yard line. Gain of about 3 for Graves to bring up second down and 7.
It was a good job by Tanner Lane on the defensive side. He missed the complete tackle, but he was able to wrap Landon Graves up by the ankle to be able to get him down to prevent further yardage for Landon Graves.
Clock continues to run now at 8:05 to go in the game. Second and 7 for Moberly on the Kirksville 27-yard line. Ball on the near side hash. Stone King in the pistol. He's got Walter to his left. Graves behind him. Graves with the handoff trying to follow his blocker, but he's wrapped up at the line of scrimmage and brought down by Colton Gillespie for Kirksville. That will be no gain for Moberly to bring up 3rd and 7.
It'll be interesting to see what Cody McDonald draws up here, whether it be trying to do another run play that's worked virtually all night long or try to catch him off guard with the passing game. It's an interesting call here and really could go either way.
We have seen Stone King have some pretty good success in the passing game so far. At 3rd and 7, Stone King, option, far side. Walter has it, has room to run the far side at the 35, breaks a tackle down the far sidelines at the 15, knocked out of bounds at the 10-yard line. 17-yard run by Walter on the option. Stone King got rid of it at the last second as he was being brought down. And Moberly has a fresh set of downs. It'll be 1st and goal.
Exactly what you want. And Curtis Walter ran wide enough to break through. That Kirksville defense was just the last defender from Kirksville was able to get him down out of bounds. So nice job by Kirksville to be able to stop him short of the touchdown. But now Moberly's got it only 10 yards out. They need to get a touchdown out of this right here.
Moberly down 28-17, 7:15 to go in the game. The Spartans have a 1st and goal at the Kirksville 10-yard line. Stone King, pistol snap. He turns right. He hands it off to Graves. Trying to go off tackle right, and he gets down to about the 6-yard line for a gain of 4 to bring up 2nd down and goal. Ball at the Kirksville 6. Graves now 92 yards on the ground on 11 carries. He's coming off only a 3-carry, 15-yard game. It was the second game he didn't score a touchdown in all season long. The other one being Macon. He doesn't have a rushing touchdown tonight, but he does have a receiving touchdown. Second and 7 for Moberly. On the Kirksville 7. Handoff, Walter up the middle, has space, still going forward at the goal line. And Kirksville's defense lets him fall forward for the touchdown.
And that was just incredible work by the Moberly offensive line. It looked like he was going to be stopped short, but the offensive line comes behind, powers him through into the end zone. And a really nice drive from Moberly at a really much-needed time.
Touchdown makes it 28-23 in favor of Kirksville. And you would have to imagine Moberly going for two here to try to make it just a field goal in between the two teams. That is what Moberly is doing as Stone King gets a play call from head coach Cody McDowell. Back into the huddle he goes. That ball placed on the 3-yard line as Moberly goes for two, down 5 with 6.5 to go in the game. Stone King, pistol snap, turns right, Graves up the middle, wide open space to go into the end zone. And the successful 2-point conversion makes it only a 3-point lead for Kirksville, 28-25 with 6:27 to go.
Moberly needed a touchdown. They got it. They got the 2. It's now a 3-point game, and we've got a game.
We'll take a 30-second break and be back with a kickoff on Quits.
Daring to step out as an entrepreneur is exciting and a little scary. Your dream is to serve your own customers, your community, and to create jobs that help support families. That is why it is so important to find a financial partner that will give you the support you need to keep doing what you do best.
Because at the end of the day, success means something different to everyone. And together, we can help you achieve yours.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
...28-25 after the Moberly score and 2-point conversion. 6:27 to go in this game. Moberly kicking off from their own 40, an end-over-end kick down to the 15-yard line. Morgan recovers on the near side. Shoots off one tackler, but can't escape the second across the 25 to the 27-yard line. That's where Kirksville will take over, up 3 with 6:22 now to go. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward next to me. And Austin, a big opportunity for the Moberly defense here to make a stop, get the ball back, and try to get the lead.
And you have to think with the Moberly offense finally broke through with some points that increases the confidence of this Moberly defense. But keep in mind, this Kirksville offense really since about that last stretch of the first half has just been rolling through this Moberly defense, and it's certainly going to be a tough test for both teams.
First and 10 for Kirksville on their own 27, moving right to left. They're up 3 with 6:22 to go in the game. Dempsey in the gun. Shotgun snap. He rolls right, looking to pass into the flat. He goes to Morgan, catches it at the 25-yard line, lurches forward for a couple of yards down to about the 30 on the 3-yard pass to bring up second and 7 for Kirksville. Dempsey now at 190 yards on 16 passes today and 2 scores as well. Clock under 6 says Kirksville trying to use as much of it as they can. 5:45 now to go in the game. Kirksville up 28-25. They have second and 7 on their own 30. Dempsey's in the gun. 2 receivers on each side. He's got Braden Cam to his right. Shotgun snap, Dempsey to pass. He's got Cam far side. Catches at the 35, and his knee was down. He had to go low for that one. His knee touched at about the 34-yard line, so it will only be a gain of 4 on the pass to bring up third and three. And that is good luck by Moberly because he had room to run, including a first down.
Good break from Moberly defense, and Melvin Edwards nearly broke up that pass. He wasn't straight on the receiver, but an outstretch of the arm nearly batted that ball down. But regardless, a nice break from Moberly.
Third and 3, Kirksville. Big defensive stop here with 5 minutes to go. Kirksville up 3 on their own 34. Dempsey, shotgun snap. He back to pass. As protection, rolls near side. Eyes still downfield, still time. He lobs it to midfield and incomplete. Too far in front of Tanner Lane to bring up fourth down. And we'll see if Kirksville punts with the ball on their own 34.
Excellent coverage from Will Smothers and really this entire Moberly secondary to really control this Kirksville offense that's been rolling. As we said, since about that last stretch of the first half, this Kirksville offense has just been rolling. And all of a sudden, Moberly seemed like they had a stagnant offense. They get a touchdown. They get a defensive stop. Slowly starting to feel the tide turn in this game.
Fourth and three with 4:51 to go. Kirksville to punt. Gillespie the punter from his own 25. A high arching punt. It'll take a Kirksville bounce. No one back to receive for Moberly. And it'll take a Kirksville bounce down to the Moberly 22-yard line with 4:40 to go in the game. So, Austin, great opportunity here for the Spartans to not only try to tie it up, but to take the lead with 4:40 to go, down 28-25.
And this may be one of those scenarios more important than ever, that at this point in the game, both teams, for not only the situation but the stake of the game, the rivalry game, both teams are going to be playing with a lot of emotions. Those have to be kept in check because you don't want your emotions to get ahead of you and cost your team in the long run, and especially with the penalty rides that we've seen all night long. You can't be careless in this situation.
14 penalties for Moberly in this game. They've done a pretty good job holding that in check the past couple of drives. First and 10 for the Spartans on their own 22. Up the middle dashes Graves, and he's down to the 25 for a 3-yard gain. That'll bring up second and 7 for Moberly. And the run game is what got them to this position, so I'd imagine, Austin, they continue to go on the ground.
And at this point, it's going to be really interesting to see what committee they use, which running backs they decide to use and utilize. That'll be most interesting to see on this drive, and if they try to throw a pass in here and there.
4:05 to go here in the game. Moberly down 3. Second and 7 on their own 25. This time, handoff again. Walter gets into the secondary at the 40. Cuts to the outside of midfield. Escapes another tackle at the 40. 35, 30 down the far sideline. Cuts back to the middle of the field. Walter going to take this almost all the way. He's brought down from behind at the 2-yard line. He got caught up by Janes, who turned on the Jets at the last second to bring down Walter by the ankles.
A terrific job by Janes to stay on and prevent the touchdown, but that is exactly what you want if you're Moberly. A huge run, and now they've got it 2 yards out, trailing by 3.
73-yard run by Walter down to the Kirksville 2-yard line.
And that was just, it was really just a sensational run by Curtis Walter. He broke tackles. It really looked like almost 12 yards into play he was going to trip up, but he maintained his footing despite the bad field conditions. He stayed on his feet. He got all the way, didn't get tackled until the 2-yard line. Just a great run by Curtis Walter.
I believe if this field wasn't so muddy and wet, that would have been an easy touchdown for him, simply because he was chalked in mud at the end of that run. Kirksville has a man down on the field in the end zone, so we'll take a break and let them sort this out. 3:51 to go here in the game. 28-25, Kirksville's lead. Moberly has it at the Kirksville 2 when we get back here on Quicks in 30 Seconds.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
Everything has been sorted out with Kirksville and Moberly. 3:51 to go in this game. Kirksville up 28-25 on Moberly, but Moberly has it at the Kirksville 2. Stone King goes under center. He's got Graves behind him. Graves with the handoff, and he walks into the end zone for a touchdown. Moberly has the lead with 3:41 to go in the game.
And the tide has officially turned in this game. Moberly, 10 unanswered points? 10 unanswered points, and just rolling through this contest now. 3:41, Kirksville's now back on their heels, and we've seen in this game how quick the Kirksville offense can put some plays together, so that will be interesting. It's still very much a game.
Big extra point coming up for Hayden Hopper, and the lefty puts it in like it's nothing. 32-38, Moberly's lead. They're back ahead for the first time since halftime. And they're up by 4-2, which is big. It doesn't allow Kirksville to come back and kick a field goal to tie it.
And you can't underestimate how. And it was all set up by a fantastic run by Curtis Walter. And it can't be understated. And just for as flat as Moberly seemed to look as we continued through this game, to all of a sudden, it just seems like they completely flipped the switch and things started working. And it seems like it's just been the tide of this game. One team flipped the switch and turned it on, then the other team flips it on. It's just been a crazy game.
Been a lot of fun here in the second half. We hope you've enjoyed it so far here on Quicks or online at centralmoinfo.com. Ben Wittenstein with you. Next to me, the great Austin Ward. Moberly up 32-28 with 3:41 to go in the game on Kirksville. Moberly kicks off. Kirksville returns at the 15. This time it's Gillespie who brings it across the 25 and brought down at the 26-yard line. That's where Kirksville will take over with 3:35 to go in the game. Down four. We saw a 73-yard, almost touchdown run by Curtis Walter to put Moberly in scoring position at the Kirksville 2. And Graves punched it in. Kirksville comes on the field, ball placed in the middle of the field. Lots of mud still on this field. It's wet as well due to the rain all morning and afternoon long here in Moberly. First and 10 for the Tigers on their own 27. Dempsey to pass, and it's blocked away in the flat. Getting his hands on it with Clayton Briscoe, and they'll bring up second and 10 for Kirksville. Clock stops at 3:31. We know Dempsey and Kirksville can bomb the ball deep if they want to. We saw an 84-yard touchdown pass on a play back in the first half, so Kirksville still dangerous through the air.
And that's something this Moberly defense has to be aware of.
Second and 10 on their own 27. Four receivers wide as Dempsey back to pass from the gun. Throws it over the middle of the field, and it's incomplete at the 35-yard line. And I want to guess who that was intended to, but whoever it was, his jersey is drenched in mud. I believe that was Blake Morgan. And it'll be third down and 10 with the clock at 3:26 to go in the game.
Big third down coming up this Moberly defense. The crowd's into it. Would be a big stop here. Kirksville offense wants to get something going.
Ball on the Kirksville 27. The Tigers go right to left as Dempsey's in the gun. Two receivers on each side. Gillespie to his left. Dempsey to pass in the gun. He throws a rainbow over the middle of the field, just out of the reach of Blake Morgan. And that'll bring up fourth down and 10. Morgan was open. It was just thrown a little bit over his head by Dempsey.
Just right about at the edge of his fingertips, just a little too high. And that's one of those, again, minus these field conditions, he probably makes that catch.
3:20 to go in the game. Kirksville down 32-28. Fourth and 10 for Kirksville on their own 27. Four receivers set, two on each side. Dempsey in the gun. He gets the shotgun snap, has protection, steps up in the pocket, another rainbow in the middle of the field, up for grabs, and it's caught by Tanner Lane at the 45-yard line. 18-yard pass, good enough for the first down. Kirksville moves the chains, and they're going to put him down at the 46-yard line.
And that was just an excellent catch. I mean,
Dempsey over 200 yards for his sixth game this season. Clock at 3 minutes. Ball at the Kirksville 47. Dempsey shotgun snap, rolls far side, throws down the far side sidelines, incomplete for Tanner Lane at the 40-yard line.
That was another one of those just a little too high right off the fingertips of Tanner Lane.
Second down and 10. With 2:59 to go in the game. Kirksville down 32-28. Ball placed in the middle of the field at a Kirksville 46-yard line as the Tigers go right to left. Again, four wide receivers set, two on each side for Dempsey is in the gun, Gillespie to his left. Gillespie with the handoff up the middle, has lots of room as he goes across midfield inside Moberly territory and down to the Moberly 47-yard line. And down on the field is a Moberly player at midfield. 2:48 remaining in this game. Kirksville will have a third down as trainers go out to midfield to tend to the Moberly player. So we'll take a quick break and be back with more with 2:48. Moberly up 32-28 over Kirksville on Quicks.
At Kirksville Brake and Muffler, building and maintaining long-term relationships with our customers is a top priority. That is why our mechanics are available to speak to you one-on-one to ensure that your questions are answered and that your repair experience is a positive one. At Kirksville Brake and Muffler, we strive to provide excellent customer service and take customer satisfaction very seriously. For all your automotive needs, see us at Kirksville Brake and Muffler at 115 North Marion Street or call us at 660-627-5201. Kirksville Brake and Muffler, your complete auto service center.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
New 2019 models are arriving daily at Thomas Motors in Moberly. Stop in today for a test drive. Thomas Motors also has supplier pricing on select 2018 Buick and GMC models. Like a 2018 Buick Encore Sport Touring all-wheel drive, only $22,212. View their inventory at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, you're a full-line GM dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for all rebates and incentives. See dealer for complete details.
Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium, 32-28 is the Moberly lead over Kirksville with 2:48 to go. Coming off an injury, it's Melvin Edwards, the 6-foot, 220-pound senior, who's being carried off by his teammates. It seems to be a leg issue, but his teammates really coming in, helping carry him off the field, making sure his legs don't have to touch the ground, is not to injure him further. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward with you here. It'll be third down and about four for Kirksville on the Moberly 47. Dempsey, shotgun snap to pass. He lasers one far side, and it's incomplete, but flags fly.
Flag on the play.
Tanner Lane, the intended receiver, at about the 37-yard line, and it fell incomplete, but Moberly defense may have been holding him. Moberly has had already 14 penalties and, indeed, pass interference against the Spartans. And this helps Kirksville immensely with 2:39 to go. They're going to go much deeper into Moberly territory.
And just as it seemed, they were cleaning up the penalty game just a little bit. Another costly penalty puts Moberly in a bad position, but still 32 yards to go for Kirksville. Still a lot of room for them to make up. Moberly's got a key down at this point in the game.
First and 10 for Kirksville on the Moberly 32, down 32-28 with 2:39 to go in the game. Low snap, Dempsey under his legs. He's going to have to dive on it to save it all the way back at the 43-yard line. A loss of 11.
That's a really big break for Moberly. It was just a low snap, went right under the fingertips of Paxton Dempsey. And a big break after a costly penalty for this Moberly defense.
And that is something they were not getting after the penalties they had in the third quarter. It'll be second and long for Kirksville, down 32-28. 2:10 to go. Clock continues to tick with the ball on the Moberly 41. Dempsey shotgun snap. Corrals it. Steps up in the pocket. Fires over the middle of the field. It's caught by Lane at the 20, at the 10, inside the 5. Wrapped up and brought down at about the 3-yard line by Curtis Walter. They're going to spot him directly at the 1. Kirksville at the 1-yard line, down 4 with 1:57 to go in the game.
That's exactly what you want if you're Kirksville. A big completion. Almost went in for 6. And now Kirksville's got a minute 57 to get 2 yards.
And a timeout called on the 40-yard reception from Dempsey to Lane. It's his favorite receiver at 6'3", 210 pounds. He is hard to miss. He leads this team in yards and touchdowns, with 712 yards and 9 touchdowns on the season. And he comes up huge for the Tigers here with 1:57 to go. They will officially spot this ball at the 2-yard line. Moberly was the one that called the timeout. We'll take it with him. Be back in 30 here on Quicks.
Domino's Pizza. Order any large one-topping pizza for only $6.99 for carryout or stop by the convenient pickup window on Morley Street in Moberly. That's a one-topping pizza, only $6.99. Domino's also offers a variety of other options, including pasta, oven-baked sandwiches, wings, salads, breadsticks, and for that sweet tooth, cinnamon bread twist, marble cookie brownies, or chocolate lava crunch cake. Call Domino's or order online at dominoes.com.
with 1:57 to go. The handoff, Gillespie up the middle. Moberly defense makes a stop there to bring him down in the backfield. Clock continues to run. It'll be second and goal for Kirksville with the ball now on the Moberly 3-yard line on the loss of one. And another defensive player for Moberly down. Ginger to get up. That's going to be Tyler Webb, the 6'2 senior. He's able to get up pretty gingerly, but he seems to be okay. The officials were calling for an injury timeout. And a flag is called. This may be on Webb. The official threw it right in front of Webb. I believe they're going to call a delay of game.
After the play, unsportsmanlike,
unsportsmanlike conduct.
And it looked
and this has to be on Webb. The official threw the flag right in front of him. Webb was trying to get off the field after being injured. The officials called an injury timeout. And Webb was trying to get off under his own power. The officials threw a flag.
Of course, you can't speculate what he said, but it looked like Webb said something on the way off the field. And that's just one of those examples of something you absolutely cannot do. That's completely inexcusable if you're Tyler Webb. And just bad overall for Moberly. Costly.
There's 1:41 remaining in this game. Kirksville is down 35-28. And Moberly will call a timeout. Kirksville has it on the Moberly 2-yard line after that penalty. But Moberly calls a timeout here, so we'll take it with him with 1:41 to go. Moberly up 4 points. But Kirksville knocking on the door of Moberly when we come back here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
At Kirksville Brake & Muffler, building and maintaining long-term relationships with our customers is a top priority. That is why our mechanics are available to speak to you one-on-one to ensure that your questions are answered and that your repair experience is a positive one. At Kirksville Brake & Muffler, we strive to provide excellent customer service and take customer satisfaction very seriously. For all your automotive needs, see us at Kirksville Brake & Muffler at 115 North Marion Street or call us at 660-627-5201. Kirksville Brake & Muffler, your complete auto service center.
Out of the Moberly timeout, 1:41 to go. Here in the game, it's 32-28 in favor of Moberly, but Kirksville has it on the Moberly 2-yard line. It's first and goal. After a penalty by Moberly on first down, it remains first down for Kirksville out of the timeout. Tigers come out, two receivers far side and one near. Dempsey's in the gun with Gillespie to his left. Moberly looks like they may send blitz, and they do. The handoff is kept by Dempsey. He's wrapped up and brought down on the far side. And I believe they're going to give him the touchdown. He fell forward as he spun. And he just got into the end zone for the Kirksville touchdown. And the Tigers take the lead with 1:34 to go in the game.
It's an interesting play. It looked like he was stopped short, but evidently on the spin out, he got just far enough to get the touchdown. And
there was no reaction from Kirksville at first. But indeed, they call the touchdown.
Strange play, not what you want if you're Moberly, especially on the same drive after, again, the style of the night, two costly penalties on that drive, sets up a Kirksville touchdown.
34-32 as Jane's in to kick the extra point. And the kick is up, and it's no good, off to the right. And that could be big as Kirksville is only up two with 1:34 to go in the game. Moberly can win it on a field goal now. Interesting move. So we'll see what Moberly can do once they get this ball off the kickoff. They're going to have a minute 34 on the offensive side of the ball. And Austin, I would imagine they're probably going to go through the air.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to get field position at this point in the game. And especially, you haven't shown your passing attack for the majority of the game. So Kirksville really kind of unaware as to what to expect. And these are the kind of situations you practice for. And especially with the stakes of the rivalry game. This is what practice is meant for, is these type of situations, and it will be interesting to see how Moberly reacts to it.
Kirksville kicking off from their own 40-yard line.
All right, football fans,
it's going to be Foster James kicking off. Back to receive Cameron Lowry along with a smither of others. And it's a low line drive kick. It's going to roll all the way to the 25-yard line.
where it's received by Walter, and he's down across the 40 to the 41 with a minute 30 to go. 90 seconds for Moberly to go 59 yards, maybe even less if they want to try to get Hopper to kick his second field goal this season. He made one back in the first half.
It will be interesting to see how Moberly's preparation set them up for this situation. As we said, these are practice situations here. Less than 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. A field goal wins the game. It'll be interesting to see what Moberly draws up.
34-32, Moberly down two with 90 seconds to go. First and 10 from their own 41. Stone King launches it, almost picked off at the 45-yard line by James, but it falls incomplete. Second and 10, Moberly catching a big break there.
That is a huge break for Moberly. It really just went right through the fingers of Foster James. He certainly should have got that interception. And a little bit of a second life for Moberly, something they haven't caught many breaks tonight with all the costly penalties. Another one there, and we'll see how they respond to that one. Big break from Moberly.
Clock stops at 1:27, so it's second and 10 for the Spartans on their own 41. They're going left to right on your radio dial. They spread out three receivers near side as they're running the Wildcat. Stone King now with it as he gets the pitch, and he's brought down to the backfield as he was trying to turn the corner. And the Kirksville defense strung him out at the 36-yard line. That's going to force Moberly to call a timeout. The clock stops at 1:15. The ball all the way back to the 35-yard line on the 6-yard loss on the run by Stone King. It'll be third down and 16. And they have dug themselves quite the hole.
Yeah, just really just a bad situation. Third and 16. Obviously, it's two down territory at this point, but with that said, maybe you try to get some short yardage and then finish it off. But at some point, a minute 15 to go in this game, you got to get something big if you're going to win this game at some point.
Just to recap quickly for you, Moberly in this game went ahead 17-0 in the second quarter. And it took Kirksville's offense a quarter and a half, but they scored 28 unanswered points to go ahead 28-17 with 9:29 in the fourth quarter. Moberly then scored the next 2 points, or scored the next two touchdowns, to go ahead 32-28 with 3:41 to go in the game. And Kirksville just scored with a little over a minute and a half to go back up 34-32.
Yeah, it's been a crazy finish to this game, and with the tide that we've seen in this game, it could be an even crazier finish.
Third and 16 for Moberly on their own 35. 1:15 to go in the game. Moberly down two. Stone King to pass. Screen. And it's broken up by the Kirksville defense. Gillespie was there to get a hand on it. Stone King tried to give it on a screen. And Kirksville bats it down incomplete to bring up fourth and 16 with 1:12 to go in the game. Moberly down two.
Interesting play call to go for a screen pass on third and 16. But regardless, it doesn't work out for Moberly. And now it's do or die, 4th and 16. We'll see what they've got.
1:12 to go. 4th and 16 for the Spartans on their own 35-yard line. They have just gone backwards on this possession. Down 34-32. Whistle, and I believe Kirksville wants to think things over on this play. Big play here. Probably will force a pass from Stone King. So Kirksville calls a timeout. We're going to take a 30-second with him. Kirksville up 34-32 with 1:12 to go in the game. Moberly has a 4th and 16 from their own 35 when we get back.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Larry K. Knowles, Spartan Stadium. Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward with you. 34-32 is the Kirksville lead. 1 minute, 12 seconds to go in the game here in the fourth. Moberly has a 4th and 16 from their own 35-yard line. Stone King is in the gun. Two receivers far, one near. He's back to pass. Heaves one down the far side. Sidelines. Lowry goes up. He makes the catch at the 40. He comes down and loses the ball. Will the officials say he makes the catch? And they're going to say he completed the catch before he was down. And they're discussing it now. He went up to grab that at the 40-yard line of Kirksville. He came down hard, and the ball came loose. And now the officials say it was incomplete.
Wow. That is wow. It looked like from up here he had possession of the ball, lost it after he was already down. That is.
They changed the call. He came down with it. He landed hard. The ball came loose. So if we're going by the NFL rules, he probably didn't complete the catch. But these officials initially called it complete, which would have given Moberly a first down at the Kirksville 40. And now they, after conferring, changed their call to incomplete, which is a turnover on downs back to Kirksville, who's up 4 with a minute 4 to go in the game.
I'll keep it as fair as I can say and say that's a very interesting call.
Obviously, we don't have the luxury of reviewing this as another flag flies. And this is going to get the Spartans fans extraordinarily upset. It looks like Will Smothers is very angry at the official. He was talking at him, and this may be the flag on him.
You got to control your emotions. That's inexcusable. Will Smothers had his hands out, was going at the referee, had to be restrained from his teammates. I mean, this is just getting out of control for Moberly, and it's absolutely ridiculous and completely inexcusable from the players. Just inexcusable.
A couple of the players definitely yelling at some of these officials. Cody McDowell trying to get his team under control. He is having an intense conversation with a couple of the officials as well. There's still a flag on the field.
And this game is honestly just getting completely out of control.
And again, there's a minute 4 seconds remaining in this game. There's still time to be played. It will be Kirksville ball. They're up 34-32. But this is going to be a very controversial end to this game, especially with Lowry making a tremendous catch as he jumped up for it at the 40-yard line. He came down, and he just lost the ball on contact with the ground. But it was after a second or two, so it could have been considered a catch.
And he's one of those. He's still frustrated on the sideline, still yelling at the official. It's not professional. It's not professional, and it's getting out of control.
An unsportsmanlike penalty on Moberly again. We saw a couple of the players talking to the officials as they threw the flag.
And this is not the way for Moberly that you want to lose this game. It's unprofessional. It's just inexcusable.
Certainly what a way to end this game. They push this ball all the way down to the Moberly 21-yard line after the penalty of unsportsmanlike conduct. But it seems like Moberly at this point has settled down a little bit. They are still on edge, though, after an interesting call. And, of course, they are absolutely angry at the officials because of the 14 penalties before this one that were called. Some of them they didn't feel were probably fair.
And, I mean, it's 50-50 either way. I mean, certainly some of these calls are more questionable than the others. But at the end of the night, it's yourself. It's shooting yourself in the foot. The refs don't do it for you. It's shooting yourselves in the foot with costly penalties. You have to be just professional. And even if you lose the game, keep your head held high. And this is not the way that Moberly wants to lose. It's not. It's sad.
Dempsey kneels down. And this will run the clock down to about 25 seconds. Again, Moberly out of timeouts. 34-32. Kirksville will get out of Moberly with a victory to go to 500 on the year. Moberly will drop to 5-3 and 2-2 in conference as Dempsey makes one more knee, and that will just about do it. Controversial end to this one. A changed call at the last second by the officials negated a first down on a 4th-16 by Moberly, which turned the ball over on downs back to Kirksville, who just took a knee to finish out this game.
It's really unfortunate, Ben. It was a great game. It was a good play game, obviously. A controversial call at the end, one that isn't going to go Moberly's way, and it's going to make Moberly upset. But the reaction of the Moberly players after that, it was very unprofessional. It's honestly sad to see. And it's just a tough way to lose, and it's certainly a bad image and a bad way to go down.
I think it's safe to say these fans in front of us, if you can hear it on our crowd mic, certainly are not happy with the way things turned out. And Moberly played a tremendous game, and I'm going to be able to talk to head coach Cody McDowell after this as well, and we'll get to hear his thoughts. But again, they did give up 28 unanswered points, but you have to hand it to them. They buckled down, and they came back. They took the lead. Kirksville just scored with a little over a minute and a half to go. And on that play, Moberly did everything they could on 4th-16 to get the first down. Lowry made the catch, came down hard, held it for maybe a second, and then it squirted out. The officials initially called it a catch and a first down for Moberly, and at the end of a very long and intense discussion, overturned it to take it turnover on downs back to Kirksville.
It's just an unfortunate way to see the game, man. It was a great game all throughout. Moberly had a big 17-0 lead. Kirksville scored 28 unanswered, came all the way back. Then Moberly put a scoring route together, came all the way back. And Kirksville just finished it at the end. And as we said, a controversial call at the end of the game. You wish you would have seen it end in a little bit better fashion than Moberly did. But it is what it is, and it's a good win for Kirksville.
34-32, Kirksville takes the victory here at Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium. We'll take a quick break and be back in 60 seconds with final thoughts, player of the game, as well as final stats here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Let Colton Steakhouse and Grill in Kirksville cook for you tonight with so many delicious menu items to choose from. USDA choice juicy steaks, fresh seafood, tender chicken, fall off the bone ribs, fresh ground burgers and crispy salads, even something for the young at heart. There is definitely something for everyone in your family. Dine in or take home, Colton Steakhouse and Grill can cater to any palate. Let Colton Steakhouse and Grill, located on Highway 63 at the south end of Kirksville, do the cooking for you.
Does your car or truck need attention before winter arrives? Are you looking for a dependable and honest place to take your vehicle? Look no further. D&H Automotive in Kirksville is here for all your automotive needs, from brakes, batteries, tires, state inspections, oil changes, transmission services, tune-ups, shocks and struts, computer diagnostics, and competing with competitor prices. Call for an appointment today at 660-665-8542 or stop by D&H Automotive at 1201 East Janeway in Kirksville, where honesty takes your car further. Go Tigers!
Back here at a sad Larry K. Knowles Spartan Stadium for a lot of Spartans fans, 34-32. Kirksville takes the two-point win over Moberly. Ben Wittenstein with you and Austin Ward next to me. And again, just going through that last 90 seconds of play as Moberly had Kirksville score on them with a minute 34 to go on a two-yard Paxton Dempsey run for Kirksville to go up 34-32. Moberly got the ball back. They were driven back 6 yards through three downs. At a 4th and 16, they made a beautiful pass from Stone King to Lowry at the 40-yard line of Kirksville, and Lowry went up to grab it, made the catch, completed it all the way through when he landed, held on to it for a couple seconds, and the ball squirted out after he came down. Initially, the officials said that he had made the catch, which would have been a first down for Moberly in Kirksville territory, but after talking for probably 15 to 20 seconds, they reversed the call to call it incomplete, which turned the ball over on downs to Kirksville, who took knees to end the game.
And to me, from my vantage point, from what it's worth, it's not worth a whole lot. But to me, it looked like he completed the catch, and by the time the ball came out, it looked like he was down by contact. From my point of view, it looked like it should have been a completion, but I can certainly see why they would overturn it. It wasn't conclusive in any manner.
And we obviously don't have review to go to like in college or the NFL, but you are down when your knees or elbows touches the ground in high school football here.
You are, and it's just one of those. It's a toss-up. It's a tough call and a controversial one, so to speak, one that certainly Moberly fans, players, and coaches, they weren't happy with, but it's one of those at the end of the day, the way that everything turned about after the play, it was really just kind of an unfortunate situation and a really good game.
Certainly a tough way to end senior night if you're Moberly, again, losing 34-32 to Kirksville on a, we'll just say, a controversial call on the last play for the Moberly offense in this game. Going through some of these statistics as well, Paxton Dempsey, the Kirksville quarterback, again, his sixth game this season, over 200 yards. He went for 211 yards. He had two touchdowns through the air as well. Tanner Lane over, we're going to say he got over 75 yards, probably about 85 receiving for the senior wide receiver slash tight end. Blake Morgan, two receptions for 9 yards. Foster Janes had a touchdown for 84 yards. We're going to have Cody McDowell come up here to talk to us about that game as well as he heads up to the booth. And for Moberly, Dominic Stone King had 56 yards passing and a touchdown on 11 passes. Landon Graves, 94 yards on the ground on 12 rushes and a touchdown. Curtis Walter, two touchdowns, and he had 75 yards. We're now joined
by Moberly head coach Cody McDowell after a tough 34-32 loss, coach. And I just want to focus first on the last 2 minutes of that game. It was going back and forth. Kirksville scored to go up, and you guys had the ball. Fourth and 16, a tough call. What did you see from the sidelines?
On the last pass play?
Yeah.
What you're talking about? I thought the back judge came in and said the ball was complete. I mean, it's a catch down there. Obviously, it looked to me like the ball got ripped away after he got down. Tough to see from the sideline. They said that wasn't the case, which is, I mean, pretty hard for me to believe. When the back judge comes in and says it's complete, obviously somebody saw it was complete out there, or he wouldn't make the call. So that's what I saw.
And talk about the team's resilience. Obviously, you guys go up 17 to start this game. You go back down, but again, you don't give up in the fourth quarter. You continue to push. You get the lead once again. What does it say about this team to continue to push that way, even being down?
Well, I mean, that was good. In those situations, obviously, we try and preach that and how to respond and when things go bad. And we were fighting a little bit there in the second, third quarter. And it was good to kind of break through and keep grinding. And they did. And we busted some big ones there in the fourth quarter. So we just couldn't get off the field. Offensively, we struggled and stalled out. Got behind the chains. Obviously, got ourselves into some bad situations offensively just because of stupid penalties early in the first half. And that was the reason for our struggle in the first half after we got up, 17 with, those first couple scores. But after that, it got kind of methodical. And like I said, just continued to put ourselves in bad situations. And that's on us, we had our chances and we did not capitalize. We actually went the other way at times.
And you guys go to 5-3 now. You still go to Mexico next week. How do you try to talk to your team after a game like this and prepare for next week?
Well, we've got to continue to improve on responding to adversity. And that adversity tonight came in a lot of different ways. And we didn't respond very well at times, bottom line.
All right, head coach Cody McDowell, the Moberly Spartans. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
We'll take a 30-second break and be back with final thoughts here on Quicks.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504. A proud supporter of area teams.
Back here at Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium, Ben Wittenstein, Austin Ward, 34-32. Kirksville with a two-point win. You just heard from head coach Cody McDowell, obviously upset in his voice. You could hear it, and it's a tough loss for any team to lose something like that. Very difficult, especially with a last call that was very controversial. And we do have to name a player of the game as well, and the player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more in Moberly. The Jeff Freeman Agency. We'll look towards, it could really be anyone, but I think we do have to give it to Paxton Dempsey. Two touchdowns through the air, over 200 yards, 211 yards passing for the junior quarterback. He played a tremendous game and was one of the reasons they came back and held the lead.
For sure, and it was his deep 84-yard touchdown throw with 2:24 to go in that first half that really changed the tide for Kirksville and got things going for them. And really, they held that momentum all the way through the fourth quarter until Moberly put that little run together right at the end, and then his big 40-yard completion to set up the game. And then he was also the one who rushed it in for the eventual game-winning touchdown. So, for sure, he's a good choice, and he played a very good game.
So, again, finally, it's 34-32. Kirksville with the win. Moberly goes to 5-3 on the year, 2-2 in the NCMC. Kirksville now at 500. First time they were at or above 500 since September 7th. They go to 5-5 on the year and 2-4 in conference. Kirksville goes back home to play Marshall next week, and Moberly finishes off their regular season at Mexico. We'll have that game on regional radio here on Quicks. Brad and Eric will have the call from Mexico. 34-32 is your final score here from Larry K. Knoll Spartan Stadium. Kirksville takes the win for Austin Warden. Mark back in the studio. I'm Ben Wittenstein saying goodnight from Moberly.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start?
Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, a place for